And it's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at alexjoneslive.com. The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
I am a shotgun rider.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coast and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. 'Cause I'll ride again.
I am a river gambler. I make a living dealing cards. My clothes are smooth and honest. My heart is cold and hard. I'm a shuffling force and Delta boys on a boat for New Orleans. I was the greatest shark they'd ever seen. But the captain bumped a sandbar and an ace fell from my sleeve. They threw me overboard and I swore I didn't cheat. But I could swim. And I'll ride again.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are here.
It is Thursday, June 4th, 2026. And I'm your embattled fellow American and Texan, Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas worldwide. In resistance to tyranny and in defense of human liberty and our species and the love of God. And we're riding again here at the Alex Jones Network. Thanks to your support and this incredible crew, we didn't miss a beat. When the enemy shut down InfoWars, and InfoWars isn't down for sure forever. I'm just going to leave it at that. So thank you so much for all your support and keeping us in the fight. You're not supporting us. You are the fight. The word support isn't even enough. You are. The InfoWar that belongs to the people and cannot be stopped. And we're using the truth. Because the pen is mightier than the sword. Pentagon decades ago said 90% of war is informational. Now their estimate's about 95. I agree with that. The globalists use lies. We use truth. They use deceit. They use fear. We use the facts and also speak to the heart and soul of humanity. You know, I've been offered all these jobs by the globalists and payoffs very many times. And I've never obviously taking it because the satisfaction in fighting tyranny at a cellular and spiritual level, at a gut level, is the finest thing in the universe. To be in alignment with God. Oh, I'm a fallen creature just like you, but I choose to point myself at God's spirit and God's plan. And through that, I'm able to touch perfection, not be perfection. And that is absolute completion and satisfaction. It is the understanding of the purification of eternity that we have not yet reached, but that we can see and that we can touch the aura or the glow of it from a distance. Come on, come on. Well, the House did the right thing, finally. They voted to make Trump in the war. Now it goes to the Senate. This is a big deal. Massive movements on every front. Huge guests today and so much more. Now remember, you are the Paul Revere's. And if you're receiving this transmission, you're the resistance. So share all those live feeds now.
Thanks. guys for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum's been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live. We'll be right back.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Future, and as the world becomes smaller and our population continues to grow towards its peak in the next year, a cascade of cultural, historic, economic, physical explosions are taking place towards what the technocrats believe will be the singularity and the end of our species. By the year 2047 is their public stated goal. From the New York Times to the Washington Post, the Financial Times of London, to the pronouncements of the Club of Rome, to the World Economic Forum and the UN, their declaration of war against Homo sapien is public. And all the other stories and all the other news and all the other big controversies have to be looked at through that lens. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, June 4th, 2026 global transmission. We're going to be looking at the economy, and boy, is that important news. Then Stephen Kuhn, very smart military man and contractor, I've been watching him for years, is going to come on to talk about the whole waterfront, the entire world, Ukraine, Iran, Trump, and more. And then Mark Lynch, who is nipping at the heels of in polls in the Senate race against Lindsey Graham will be joining us and more today. But let me just tell you now what's coming up. Let's see if I can just hit what's coming up and not start covering the first thing I look at with zero discipline, because my brain launches into the mode of already doing all the research and then wanting to report to you. House votes to end Iran war. Stinging loss for the president. Oil reserves lowest in decades. Industry warns price spike in weeks, and it's going to be massive. And that's all true. And that is the trap that Trump walked into, that we warned him of the last year, in the last 96, 97 days of the war. How many days into the war are we now? Let's put that on screen. We're going to be looking at, 96. So we're going to be looking at all of that. Also, Supreme Court turns towards an explosive final month with Trump's priorities at stake. I predict most of what he's putting forward will be shot down because the knives are out for Trump politically from the Republican Party and the Democrats because he allowed himself to destroy the support of his base, upwards of 80% of MAGA in all the indexed polls. And I see it on the street, do not support this war. And as the economic devastation sets in, it's already bad, it's going to get a lot worse. If the war ended today, We're talking about a year of aftershocks, and the globalists manipulating through Israel are not going to allow it to end. And we have more proof and admissions by Israel on that front as well. So remember, the world economy and poor people around the world and industrial nations, we're all the target of this Iran war. The main target of the Ukraine war is not even Russia. It's the public objective, but it's the world economy and centralization of power in a global NATO UN army. So we have all of that information. We have the AI bubble, the biggest in history, and whatever you want to say or think AI is going to become or what it's going to do, we already know the effect of this bubble that's really a black hole. I'll be explaining that. Also, flesh-eating screwworm returns to the U.S. after 60 years threatening cattle herd. Now, I've studied screwworms, and I work for a large animal vet, and family has a ranch and all the rest of it. And my father, who's 77, he told me a lot about, and my grandfather told me a lot about, their war with the screwworms. And we pushed it all the way into southern Mexico, and then it crept back up into northern Mexico. You want to worry about something, this is real bad. Most fly larvae only eat rotten meat. There's even been medical treatments. They still do it for gangrene. The antibiotics aren't working. They put fly eggs into a compress, and then they hatch out and only eat the dead meat right down to the living cells. They don't eat the living cells. They only eat the dead meat. And it, so it cleans it all. They just remove the maggots and the fly larvae, and it's great. Well, not screwworms. Not screwworms. The fly comes in and presses a larva egg into your skin, and then it hatches out and starts eating your flesh. And it releases enzymes that kill the flesh around it so it can continue to gobble and enjoy itself. And notice, the more money we spend on supposedly eradicating all this stuff and all the mosquitoes and ticks being released that have been genetically modified, suddenly all these diseases that they're supposedly countering explode because there is a war going on against all major food production. And remember John Kerry, before he left office, the U.S. climate czar to the U.N., said in multiple speeches, quote, we have to cut world food production by half. We have to cut farming production in half or, quote, people will starve. Yes, that's the ultimate gaslighting. I have to cut your head off or you'll live. I have to pour gasoline on you and light you on fire or you might burn up. And so they tell you what they're doing. That's the Wall Street Journal cover. Looking forward to the end of humanity. And I've been in grocery stores, the checkout line, and you see magazines. Humans are evil. We should get rid of all of them. And Fox News, stop having children. It's bad for the earth. Elon Musk and Alex Jones are dangerous. They are natalists. They believe in humanity. Our enemies wear their agenda on their sleeve. And then tying into the whole Iran war and what it's doing to the world economy, what it's really designed to do, as well as the situation in Ukraine, and intensifying bombardments as promised by Putin, we have the establishment of a social credit score through the executive branch, and it feeds into what the globalists want in Europe and the rest of the world, what the Democrats were trying to push. And Trump has put the kibosh for now on the UN and Bill Gates' world ID plan and social credit score. But through his presidency and then through 38 states now, they are passing laws or have passed laws that if you're critical of Israel in any way, you will be ostracized, can't get government contracts, and then ultimately will just be made homeless on the continent your forebears conquered. And that's really come to a head with UFC fighters, Americans, being told, oh, you were on the list to come to the UFC fight. But now because you were critical of what happened in Gaza, you're not invited. And so this has really caught people's attention, and they're very, very upset about it. And that's important, but no one's understanding it. It's a social credit score. They're just thinking, oh my gosh, this is censorship or this is control. Well, it's worse than that. And Israel is being used, and anti-Semitism or combating that is the mechanism to bring this in, but it's going to be used across the board. Everything you see in Europe or the UK or Canada, that's the plans here. Criticize your kid being drag queen story timed. Criticize the government to enforce euthanasia, anything. Pray 100 yards from an abortion clinic, you know, 3 years in prison in the UK. That's all coming here. And Trump didn't lift a finger during all the censorship in his first administration. And they finally, as I predicted, censored him and took him off X and everything else, or Twitter at the time, Facebook, you name it. They wouldn't even carry any of his speeches he gave after that. Fox banned him for a couple of years. And then he was suddenly upset about all of it and promised to stop it when he got in and had some hearings and has done some things. But now he's just completely going with the Israel lobby and their blueprint for censorship and control. So, Sean Strickland, by the way, I'm going to try to get him on the show, said, I'm sorry, F. Epstein wasn't an Israeli asset. Maxwell being moved to a resort prison was a good thing and not suspicious. I've repented. I am a good goy, meaning a cattle. And that's his response, being uninvited to the White House of the UFC. You don't think, well, let's go back. I'm going to read that other part first. Thanks. You don't think they have a team to scan your socials before clearing you. And that's what Bo Hightower said in response to Sean Strickland. Ghislaine Maxwell getting work release. Government is effing compromised. Mother effer, this better be some long game where a massive effing list is made with receipts or Trump effed kids. This could only mean two things. And that was back in August of last year. So what are people supposed to do? Just shut up about all this? And Todd Blanche, who Trump has now nominated to be the AG, that's kind of a big story. By the way, I meant to send that to you guys, but I didn't see it in my stack. I mean, it's probably here. Because we reprint me, Trump nominates Todd Blanche officially to be the AG, which I predicted. Terrible Democrat lawyer, sold everybody out, killed the investigations into government weaponization against Trump's top supporters. It's just really terrible news. He got really freaked out when he was in congressional hearings yesterday, and they showed him, you know, we've got the unredacted list. We know who these rich and powerful people are. And Blanche wouldn't even respond. Yeah, there you go. Trump to nominate Todd Blanche to be attorney general. That's all coming up today, those clips and more. And then something I should have led with, there's just so much huge news. They had Senate Science Committee hearings the last 2 days, and I stayed up till like 2 a.m. last night, because obviously I couldn't watch the days of hearings when I'm on air, and I watched hours and hours of it, and everybody needs to go watch that. Everybody needs to clip it. I just sent a few clips to the crew we're going to play today, but 5 or 6, which will take like 30 minutes to air. It's unbelievable. Now, we already knew this 4 or 5 years ago. We already have the studies, but it's the HHS scientist, an epidemiologist and virologist and cancer doctors, oncologists, and they're all there with the studies and the proof and the government inside numbers of millions killed in the U.S. alone. Cancer's off the chart. Infertility, nanoparticles growing in the body, all the shots filled with hundreds of every catalog of cancer virus from SV40 to you name it, everything. Dr. Judy Mikovits, we got to get back on. Remember, she worked in biowarfare at Fort Detrick under Fauci. When she blew the whistle, they threw her ass in prison for nothing. Everything she said on the show 5, 6 years ago, it's all in there. So they give you a spike protein that replicates, that turns off your DNA repair replication, turns off your immune system, and then hundreds of cancer viruses. So they start replicating, and you can't stop them. So it lowers defense shields first, and then it goes in and triggers turbo cancer. The new actuaries are out. It's close to 40 million dead worldwide, according to government databases. And then you see the news everywhere. study, major studies out. This was out of a study finds. Americans born after 1970 are dying faster than previous generations did at their age. The life expectancy is down by 6 years in general, 10 years in that group or more. And people say, oh, God, we're living longer, modern medicine. No, no, we're not. And then when you add the key to this, and I'm going to get to this later, because I'm going to, I forgot to send the graphs to the guys, but we'll do it. When you pull out babies dying and children dying, do you know that people in the year 1800, if you pull out the children that died, lived on average to about 85, not 72 is the new average? You see, if you ever been to an old family cemetery, we got one in East Texas. We since sold the property, but the ranch that bought it, Plum Creek, lets us go there whenever we want, just a mile or two hike into the woods and up a hill. And there's all these old tombstones. Most of them now aren't visible. When I was a kid, you could still read a lot of them. You still read a few of them. My parents have gone in there with, you know, paper and graphite and got pressings of the names and family, mainly Johnsons and Browns. And my Scott-Irish ancestors were mainly there in that property. And half the tombstones are newborn babies, three-year-olds, five-year-olds, six-year-olds, seven-year-olds, eight-year-olds. Because if you made it past about seven or eight, because there wasn't antibiotics back then you lived to 85. Should you understand, with no modern medicine or anything, people used to live to 85. That was the average. Women, you know, obviously average it with men. So men are living to like 80, women like to 90. Hell, my great-grandmother lived to 103. Moon Jones. So she just went by Ma. Yeah, I got a little engine in me. Got a great-grandmother was brown. So all you Nazis can't accept me. That's good. I like that. And I guess when she was born, there was a full moon, so she just named Moon. Old Moon, who I got to know good, what a great lady. Old Moon lived 103, and 103's forever when you're just a little kid. So Moon Jones lived forever. That's a line from, but I changed it from, from Willie Nelson. Let's come on the graveyard. I'll tell you a cool story about Willie Nelson. One of the many times I was at his house outside Austin, we're playing chess. And he'd get his guitar out, and he'd just start playing it. And then he'd say, now smoke some more pot. I'm not a big pot guy, but when, you know, when in Rome, I'd be sitting there barely able to stand up. And he'd say, you know, let me play a little something I'm working on for, I'm going to do a cover of this song, Gravedigger. And I go, oh, and he goes, yeah, let me just play this song for you. So I've sat there alone in a room overlooking the Texas Hill Country. Talk about the cool experiences. And Willie Nelson has played me Gravedigger about 6 months before it came out. Is that pretty cool or what? 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, will you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger. What a universe we live in. Absolutely incredible. Yeah, Willie really liked me because I was anti-war. But then when Obama got in, and I was also against Obama, his fifth wife, and some of their, she had like 50 kids, a couple of the older ones, followed me out one time and said, stop coming over here. I said, he invites me over, he calls me up, but I said, you know what? You're his family, you got a deal. And then still one time he called me and said, oh, let's go over here and have dinner. And it was the craziest thing. Dave Mustaine was in town, stayed at my house. And he goes, I'd really love to meet Willie Nelson sometime. And I go, you know, it's funny because I just got a call from Willie Nelson 2 hours ago that he's going to be right down the road at this restaurant, at this gluten-free restaurant. And he was just asking how I was doing. And, oh, I'm in a restaurant. Oh, well, maybe I'll come over there. I, literally, that's how, What is that, serendipity, synchronicity? Yeah, there's a photo. How the hell does that work? That was the last time I saw Willie. That was like, let me see, my ex-wife divorced me about a month later, started the divorce. That was 2013, the fall of 2013 right there, last time I saw Willie. And he was still there then. I talk to people that know him well. He still goes up and plays at 90-something. The lights are on, but nobody's home. Hell, I don't think I'll make it that long. Another example of longevity. But if you were born after 1970, you're going to live maybe 60, 65, 60. What's going on? But let's hit this right now. I'll get into it in more detail coming up. You know, I've really talked about this a lot. The Democrats claim they're against the war, but they've got enough Republicans that if they voted in majority with the minority Republicans, we could end the war under the War Powers Act. Because remember, Congress is supposed to fund and declare war. President executes it. They could have reversed this, but they didn't. Well, now the House has. Now, what's going to happen to the Senate? We've got to see, but that's why the public should put major pressure on this. And the Republicans should vote against it because they're going to lose the midterms big time. Plus, it's the moral thing to do. Here's the historic vote yesterday.
On this vote, the yeas are 215 and the nays are 208. The concurrent resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Well, that's some good news. Of course, according to all the Trump haters, if you try to influence Trump and try to put pressure on him to not have the war, you're a Trump sellout. Makes no sense. And according to the white pill cat turd type people, you're not an ex, you know who he is, just worships everything. Every mistake Trump makes is, you know, a gift from God. You must follow it or you're a traitor. According to them, no, the war is beautiful. You got to keep it going. We're going to win in 4 days. The middles are going to fall. Trump will keep it straight open. You know, you're wrong. I'm right. And now Netanyahu admits Trump called him crazy and said all that stuff to him. Trump admits it. Trump leaked it. I was right about everything. I'm just every time I'm right, every time you're wrong. Just, I'm talking about the general audience. I'm talking about the talk show hosts, the detractors, all of you. When I'm giving people the absolute intel, I mean, I don't tell you I know something unless I know it. We're going to go to break. Speaking of that, you are missing out. That's not hype. You are missing out. You are crazy if you don't get our bovine colostrum for your nails, your hair, your skin, your, if it does, that's the surface. What's through the inside? It's incredible. Don't know what colostrum is? Look into it. We got the best. If you don't get our methylene blue, we got the best. You're insane. You don't get our T3 best iodine. You're insane. Our Shilajit, our CMOS. It's all the best. TheOliveShieldStore.com. We have a site-wide mega sale going. Ends Friday at midnight, 48 hours. Everything is 40 to 50% off. Lowest discount's 40. The highest is 50. That is insane. Also, final 2 days to enter to win both the custom H1 Hummer and the Dodge 2026 Dodge Challenger Scat Pack. There's that last week of the month when the new offer comes in where you can get both. Every dollar you spend gives you 100x entries only in this last week into the sweepstakes on that, and you only got 48 hours on that. It ends Friday at midnight. I'd be able to get in for both vehicles and all the rest of it. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com, financing the rebellion against the globalist satanic pedophile networks. Get great products and fight the devil worshipers. TheAlexShowStore.com. Have the very best, strongest methylene blue from a medical-grade company that produces it for medical firms. Instead of using radioactive iodine, you know, to track stuff before surgeries, they're more and more using methylene blue. So I told Bigley, I said, get me wherever the highest rate it is. So they spent like 6 months and said, where is it? And they said, oh, this is a medical firm in Florida. They don't even sell this for human consumption, though it's great for that. And I'm like, okay, great. So some bottles of it came in, sat there about a week. Because I'd taken methylene blue before, barely felt any energy, knew it was really good for your mitochondria. And, you know, so it's time to sell it. We're going to do it. Kennedy's promoting it. This was a year and a half ago, almost years ago. They're like, hey, boss, you know, it's coming out tomorrow. You got to cut the ads. I went, well, I haven't tried it yet. This better be good. And so the show ends, and I had a glass of iced tea, just like I do today, okay? And I take one dropper and put it in the iced tea. And so I only drink half the iced tea. So I took half a dropper, and all of a sudden, I'm, like, feeling warm and like electricity in my hands. I'd forgotten I'd taken it because I'm busy doing stuff at the show. and I go into the bathroom and I take my shirt off and I turned red. Not with like hives, like I was, it was distributed. I'm already pretty tan. Tan good, a little bit Native American, the benefits of that. But I was like even redder and I was like, what is this? And I'm like, electricity. I go, oh, that's what people say methylene blue does if it's really good. And I was like, and I started feeling so good. I was like, this is kind of scary. And about an hour into it, I go, I hope this stops because it was getting too good. That happened to Derek. He took it and said, I'm scared to take it. I thought he was on acid. So it's psychoactive everything, okay? I mean, this is not a freaking game, okay? It skips the oxygenation process, two steps in the cells, and all this other wild stuff. And so my medical doctor 6-7 years ago, wellness clinics all over the state, he's got like 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees. It's ridiculous. He said, and by the way, I want you to get methylene blue. It'll be USP grade. Just get it wherever. Just make sure it's USP grade, meaning it's, you know, medical grade. And I ordered it and tried it and really didn't feel any energy. When, you know, but I'm sure it was good for me, but I'd forget to take it. So I was like, okay, everybody wants methylene blue. I know it's good. We'll get it. We'll sell it. Get the best. I take this, and it is nothing like any methylene blue I ever took. I mean, it is strong. It's amazing. But just like Group told me with the pure atomic iodine that it would do great stuff with my skin, those liver spots I had, you can go back to shows 14, 15 years ago before Group came along, and you can see those spots I had. They're gone, baby. Gone. Literally gone. It's amazing. But within 2 weeks of taking the methylene blue, the guy I trained with was like, hey, are you on something? Did you get a steroid prescription or something? I was like, no. And he goes, well, what's going on? I mean, you're losing weight even quicker, and now you used to have trouble doing 10 pull-ups, and you just did 20. And man, you're like pushing like on the leg press twice what you were a month ago. What the hell's going on, dude? You're like glowing. And Sean Johnson told the story, and I said, it's methylene blue. He's a former Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL trainer, all that. He took it, gave his testimony about how within 30 minutes he was all zinned out and it was crazy and everything. This stuff really works. Now, when you first take it, you get the crazy effects psychologically. You always feel the energy some, but as it builds up, it's not even a tolerance. It's when your body hasn't had this, it really notices it at first. But the first time you take it, I say take a quarter dropper. Talk to your physician, too, because if you're on SSRIs or some other drugs, it'll make you jump off a building. I mean, people have taken methylene blue when they're on Prozac and they jump off buildings. Okay? That's rare. Usually women just pull their clothes off and start having orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm serious. Okay? I mean, like, you want to go cuckoo town, take this with SSRIs and you're going to cuckoo town. Because that's how strong this is. Okay? That's what this does. And we know it's good for you. But this is not a joke. Okay? I don't sell crap.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies.
Grave digger. Yeah, Mom Jones always told my dad that. Worst thing in her life was outliving four of her five sons. Her youngest son, Leonard, died many, many years after she did. What a great guy. Man, we love you, Uncle Leonard. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start plowing into it right now. I'm going to play that clip one more time because this is a big deal. the House by a large majority in a big rebuke of Trump and the Israel lobby. It's good to see that emergency brake pulled, voted in the war powers to end the war and cut the funding. Now it's got to pass the Senate. Now it's time to put more pressure on. But I shot a special report last night that I'm not going to air here on the main show. It's 17 minutes long, but I would ask everybody to go to Real Alex Jones on X, to go to rumble.com. We'll put it up on screen. /The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the our new headquarters site on Rumble. 700,000, last time I checked, followers there. We appreciate you. Everybody should share that link, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. You can also go to alexjoneslive.com, where we have the Rumble and X feeds and our own house feed and audio feeds and all the articles and videos and all the information. It's right there, alexjoneslive.com. And go get the report. I'm going to show you some B-roll of that. It's very, very important. Dealing with Israel used nuclear blackmail. Nuclear war bombshell. Watch top Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard publicly brag. Nuclear war bombshell. Watch top Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard publicly brags. I guess I wrote that last night, typo. That's just me working late at night. That Israel used nuclear blackmail to control the United States in 1973, and that Netanyahu is using the same nuclear war threat to control the Trump administration now. In this report, Pollard echoes similar statements made by top Israeli officials that if the U.S. stops total support for Israel's ongoing attacks in Iran and other planned targets like Egypt and Turkey, then Israel is ready to launch the Samson option, engulfing the Middle East in nuclear hellfire. Bottom line, Israel is holding us hostage with nuclear weapons. And you will see that, and this is all declassified too, so that is a fact. It's also getting right there on Rumble, and it's at alexjoneslive.com. So this is just playing with nuclear hellfire. It is unspeakably dangerous and insane. And you got their national security chief, Ben Gravir, that makes Netanyahu look tame, saying the same garbage. And we have all the articles and clips of that. And you need to get that report out. I'm asking everybody, this is an action item, to go get it. Hit your whole email list, your whole text message list. Repost it on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, X. I don't care. And remember, everything I do here live on air is always free to air, non-exclusive license of the world. Just like if I published a book and I said there's no copyright trademark, you can republish it, you can sell it. I don't care. I cut the show up, play the whole show, show it, because people constantly call and email, hey, can I show a clip of your show? Blah, blah. It's all fair use, okay? It's always been. Everything I did at InfoWars belongs to the world. It's all public. Public domain, it's yours. It's not like I'm Prince and I got a Sony contract and I make songs they own and it belongs to them. It belongs to us, we the people. So get it, re-upload it on your channels, get it out there. And again, here's where I'm at on Israel. And I don't say this proviso so the Israel lobby doesn't come after me. They've been coming after me harder than pretty much anybody because I don't run around with a swastika on my arm. I don't just hate Jews for being Jews. I have always talked about different power blocks and different corrupt systems and things we need to be concerned about. And the anti-Israel lobby has always attributed everything, in many cases things that weren't Israel, to Israel, and I just would call balls and strikes. So the Nazis have always lumped me in with Israel and claim I work for them and all that, which is preposterous, of course. But Israel in the fourth turning and the Democrats collapsing and all the things that are happening, not just here, but in Europe and Australia, New Zealand, they are moving in with censorship control and with their operatives and with their agents, hiding behind anti-Semitism and running intelligence operations publicly to take over our governments. So if you studied the facts, and any real analyst would agree with me, China for the last 30 years or so has been the elephant in the room, really trying to control the West. And the left allied with them in Hollywood and allied with the globalists, EU, and it's still a huge problem. You have the EU trying to censor us and going after Musk and everybody else and arresting American journalists and arresting their own people that go to conferences. I mean, you know that. It's a tyranny. It's the new Soviet Union. The UK is literally 1984 come true. But when you look at Israel, who is extremely competent and is extremely dedicated people, they are the most effective at controlling the United States of America. And they're bragging about it. And now they're going to come after anybody that gets in their way. And they've upped the definition of what is anti-Semitism to criticizing war, greater Israel, anything the Zionists want to do. Now, in the past, a Zionist meant you believe the state of Israel. I would not say I'm a Zionist. It's my bailiwick, but I didn't have a hard on for Israel, and Israel's there. And I also understand you try to destroy Israel. It's got nuclear weapons. It'll take you with it. So, and I'm not allied with the Islamicists. That's one of the other big super carcinogenic, power blocks. But now, because of what Israel's doing and this NDAA Defense Authorization Act, Section 224, I mean, it literally says every facet of academia and military and intelligence, right through DARPA to weapons development, secret weapons, lifetime telemetry, spy grids, weapons control, weapons development, a biological weapons development, defense, all of it is given to them in lifetime integration and synergy. And lifetime, it says lifetime integration of everything. I mean, this is more than just being married to your wife. And I mean, and I would say in this relationship, Israel is already wearing the pants. And so Israel's pitching and we're catching. So we're the bitch in this relationship. And Israel's sticking it to us with a big old cactus with no lubrication. But when you're married, and I'm going to say it's a bitch relationship. This relationship it is more of a pimp whore relationship. You know, you work together, you make joint decisions, you kind of divide up the duties. What one person's better at, they do. The other person's better at, they do. You're a team. But even with the best marriage, you're not integrated like this, because you'd have to be merged at the hip. They'd have to sew you together like Siamese twins to be this integrated. So if you want to, I mean, I'll use a sexual analogy because it's the only one that works. This is like being kidnapped by Ted Bundy, and he's got you in a farmhouse basement, chained up, and Israel's putting the chains on right now with the censorship, the control of all the laws, the regulations, state and federal level. And so we're already in the basement, the farmhouse. We already got handcuffs on, and Israel's pointing a gun at us. This is what Ted Bundy would do. And saying, okay, lay down on this table. And you see chains hanging off the side. Well, there's one thing to do at that point. You got to fight back or you're done. Or you can lay down and let him put those chains on. And if you think once he chains your arms and legs down, if you think things are going to get better, take a look over at the wall over there, those blow torches and knives and stuff. He's going to go to town on your ass. So we're in the basement, Israel's got a gun on us, and they're like, get on the table. I'm not getting on the table. Israel, you did this to yourself, and I'm going to assure you, if Ted Bundy, the serial killer, could get one person, or, you know, many women to do it, in this case, you got plenty of people cucking that are going to get on the table. But you got hundreds and hundreds of millions of people, really billions, that ain't getting on the table. So see, you're not going to get away with this. And I tell you that now because there are large elements in the Israeli government. In fact, every one of their former intelligence chiefs, most of their former generals have gone public. They interviewed by Tucker, you name it. They've cut their own TV ads warning of all this before it even happened, saying this will destroy Israel in the end. And it absolutely will. But it's going to probably destroy all of us along with it. So if trying to get Israel to not destroy itself and us along with it is anti-Semitic, and being against a world war is anti-Semitic, then call me Hitler. Because you are so reviled and hated now. And it is so in ascension that the most cartoonish, vile, exaggerated to the max stereotypes about Jews is being accepted across the board. And the social engineers knew this clash was being built and believe somehow Israel and the globalist lobby comes out on top in this. And I'm a great analyst and I'm a damn good futurist, trend forecaster. And I don't see Israel succeeding in this and the other power blocks that are using Israel as the detonator for this. I mean, what are you going to release new viruses and then try to use that to lock us all down? That's already been repudiated and exposed. That's not working. They have multi-day Senate hearings admitting that they knew it would kill everybody and it's causing turbo cancer. I mean, it's Davos has meetings and says, oh, my God, everybody hates us. Yeah. I mean, how does Israel think they're going to get away with this? I mean, you notice the House finally voted to end the war. And it may not pass the Senate this time, but wait till gas prices have already basically doubled the last 90-something days, they're saying get ready for them to go up another 30 or 40% in 2 weeks. That's the oil companies. And they've got all the estimates. And I agree with that. So the dog don't hunt. And Israel knew that the mullahs wouldn't fall for at least a year. Less than a 10% chance. It turned out the IDF, this is mainstream news, we broke it before anybody knew about it. The IDF came and said, I wouldn't listen to, there's a big riff there. I'm not defending the IDF, I'm just, it's the fact they did this. They told Trump, wouldn't listen to Netanyahu and the Mossad and Ben-Gvir. Don't expect regime change. And they will close the Strait of Hormuz. So are you ready for that? If you want to have the mission to degrade their weapons, we're ready to do that and do it with you. And we're actually for a strike. But we suggest you bomb them for a few weeks. Don't expect them to fall, but degrade their systems. We support that, but we do not support you getting into this believing regime change because then Netanyahu is going to tell you to double down, invade the Strait of Hormuz, everything we already knew they would do. Pentagon said the same assessment. Pentagon's not stupid. The Israelis aren't stupid. Obviously, the U.S. and Israel are some of the best war planners, if not the best in the world. And so the IDF said don't do it. Not because the IDF doesn't want to get rid of Iran, the mullahs, they understand like 3-4 steps out, Republicans lose, who the Israelis have more control over, the whole world turns against Israel more, it makes Iran the victim, they get control of the Strait of Hormuz, then maintain control of it, and then Israel is in a degraded position, and so is the U.S., So I said back 90-something days ago before the started, I said, listen, if you could just hit a button to make the mullahs disappear to Mars, I'd be for it. It's not going to work. And I get attacked by the president a whole bunch of times and called fried, a loser, low IQ. No, Trump, I'm not low IQ. And you know that. So that's where we are. And Benjamin Netanyahu knows he's going to prison if he can't keep Israel in a war to be a wartime president, prime minister. And Trump said that in the phone call with him. You'd be in prison if it wasn't for me. You stop blowing up whole apartment buildings to get one bad guy. It makes us look bad. It's wrong to kill innocents. Everybody hates Israel now because of you, meaning they hate Trump. I mean, Trump knows their own internal polls. He's at like 30%. And so that's where we are. Because that's what Israel does, and Jews in general throughout history. And they're certainly not the only people that do it. We all do it, but... You could debate history and see who's got the most bravada. We all have our own words for it. Jews call it chutzpah, I guess in Yiddish, but it's the same thing. And these radical, you know, war hog Israelis all get around each other and radicalize themselves and all talk more crap and and then, you know, attack anybody that has a brain, and then convince everybody, let's go, let's do it. Admiral Yamamoto told the emperor and the general staff that was before the war to attack the U.S. at Pearl Harbor, and he wrote them letters and did briefings and said, there's like a 98% chance we lose. Look at the U.S., their population is 3-4 times ours, huge industrial base, they've got all these allies. You attack them, look at their history, they are going to mobilize and come and destroy us. He wrote a letter to his wife saying, I fear we've awakened a sleeping giant. The night after Pearl Harbor. That letter's public in the Japanese archives. You can pull it up. Admiral Yamamoto's letter, I fear we've awakened a sleeping giant. But he followed orders and went and did it. And you saw what happened. And it was worse than he knew. The British had broken their purple and blue codes, their diplomatic and military codes, about a year before. They were sharing it with Washington. They'd given it to Washington a few months before. They knew when the Japanese attack was coming. They left all the battleships there. They knew were obsolete, set the carriers out. But because they didn't have GPS and the right clocks, the Japanese 5 different mini-subs arrived 3 hours early and began attacking. And the commanders were told to stand down. So there could be a sneak attack. It turned out Roosevelt and Churchill stood down, which is a type of false flag. Now, that's the same thing here. Like I told you, and by the way, there's a Steve Bannon clip. Actually, I'm going to go to that first. Had all these other clips, and we'll get to them. But this is from last year, last August. It's a 5-minute clip on Steve Bannon. And it's clip 6. Now, this is in August of last year. And I lay out exactly what has now happened today, word for word. How did I do that? Or it wasn't July. It was a year ago. Holy Toledo. It was June. So it's almost a year ago, the 20th. And here I am laying out exactly what has now happened. Here it is.
Well, you're absolutely right. I don't like the mullahs any more than you do. And I'd love to see the Persians get their country back, but all the regime change the U.S. and England have been involved in for 80-plus years in Iran has always just made things worse. And Trump was moving, obviously, to greenlight an attack that, from all the evidence I saw, was probably going to be happening right about now or over the weekend until he began to get more intelligence. And now the White House has admitted that most of his top generals and strategists have said, we don't want to go into a direct strike with Iran for a whole bunch of scenarios that are very probable. And then, of course, you've got Eric Carrillo, who's very respected and a great veteran, who is focused on the Middle East, who's got the president and Hegseth's ear. But when it gets to a lot of the other geopolitical issues tied into it, he really wasn't briefing, I guess, the president on that. I'm sure he's aware of those things. But just the issue of the Strait of Hormuz getting blocked, which the Iranians can easily do and said they will, that will send oil to 110, 130, 140. That will then double the CPI inflation. Then that will get interest rates raised undoubtedly. You do the equations. The economists have all done it. It's a fact. And that would derail Trump's economic recovery plan that's already going so well on the trade deals, on getting our independence back, on ending our long surrender. You mentioned the sanctuary cities being the real fight to go in and expose the election fraud. The Ninth Circuit saying, no, the president has control of the National Guard, and Newsom's a complete liar. You've got the Democrat Party at the lowest polling numbers in its history, continuing to drop to record lows every week. True free fall, flatline, game over. If we just press through, you've got record low fundraising. They're in total crisis. We have the victory. But if we have a super unpopular war, and we directly get into it, and then we hit them, the Iranians will hit our bases, they will hit the aircraft carriers, and then we will be forced to go into full war. Let's say there's regime change, then it goes into a quagmire. We know even the CIA is now, it's in the news, briefed Trump, and explained that, oh, they might build a nuke quicker if we don't take them out immediately. And it looks like we can't take them out very quickly. This would be probably protracted. And what they're really hinting at is they've got the bomb. They've had the bomb. I've been saying that for 15 years, and I have sources. I'll just leave it at that. Sources on the ground, sources in CENTCOM that saw it, the satellites. We've got spies with snoopers on the ground. We know they've got a lot of fissile material from the scans, from the aircraft and satellites that can pick this up. So we know they've got it. That's why Netanyahu for 25 years has said they're 2 weeks away. Well, from my intel 15 years ago, they had enough fissile material. Now, are the bombs all put together? We don't know, but they've got it. And with the technology, this is 1940s technology, it's easy. So now that's finally starting to hit the news. Trump doesn't want a Libya scenario. Now Russia has come out and made a disturbing threat of nuclear Armageddon. And a week ago was saying they were probably not going to get involved. Now they're saying they're going to get involved. China is hoping we get involved because they believe it'll push people quicker into the BRICS and accelerate the dollar's problems that Trump's trying to stabilize. And on the track we're on, we will happen. And so strategically at every level, this goes from bad to worse. We had the Pakistani defense minister last week saying all the Muslims must unite against Israel and fight them. And then
so let's stop right there. Now Iran says they can build a nuke anytime or have a nuke, as I predicted. The strait happened. The oil prices happened. The derailing of the dollar happened. The world unifying against us and Israel. Trump's approval ratings plunging. Democrats up. All of this. So I warned it then. I was called a traitor and a panicker by the Israel lobby posing as Republicans and Americans. Now I'm an idiot. Now I'm low IQ. No, I'm right. And Trump is making major signs that he wants an off-ramp. We need to put major pressure on him and get that done. Now, Trump is now publicly negotiating for the first time with Hezbollah, cutting Israel out. Israel's trying to derail the peace deal by carpet bombing Lebanon. That's coming up. Mass censorship going on of anybody criticizing Israel, including inside the UFC. It's all coming up, and what's happening in the economy, and more in hour number two. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
On this vote, the yeas are 215 and the nays are 208. The concurrent resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
So the House, using the war power, said we got the power of the purse, the power to declare war. Stop. But now it's got to go to the Senate. That is a good, big first step and a major repudiation. House votes to limit Trump's Iran war powers in remarkable rebuke. Now, we already knew this was going on, and this is why the Israelis are so pissed. And I went and checked what Ben Gurion is saying. He really runs Israel more than Netanyahu. And it's in Hebrew, but he's on national TV saying, we don't care. We love Trump, but we don't care what he says. We're going to keep attacking. We're going to keep having the war. It doesn't matter. And then they've got in the defense authorization bill to get the U.S. defense funding and merge with our weapons development and own our weapons and own our secrets. I mean, it's just like total power trip. And even if that passes, the way the agencies and groups work, even the different armed services fight with each other and are all secretive, it's going to really mobilize the system against Israel, and you're going to have the biggest spy war you ever saw, inserting all these Israeli spies. It wouldn't be spies anymore. They're just given the right to have everything. It's crazy. I mean, I just can't believe they would be this bold in the Defense Authorization Act, Section 224. And then the Israeli operatives were on TV saying, yeah, we held them nuclear hostages in 73. We're doing it again right now. They don't keep giving us weapons. We'll just nuke Iran. I mean, wow. How do I not sit there and attack the Israeli leadership? I mean, you people are villains, man. You are psychotic. And so are the Muslims. And the Chaikoms are a major threat. People go, oh, well, God, you're for the Muslims now. No, I'm not. Like, if there's a highway, an interstate highway, people going 80 miles an hour, and it's like Frogger, and I'm going to try to run across it for no reason. There's an 18-wheeler, there's a Corvette, there's a Ford truck. I mean, they're all going to run me over. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm like, watch out for the 18-wheeler and the Ford truck and the Corvette. And you're like, we only care about the 18-wheeler, you know, Israel. And I'm like, they'll all run you over. It's just cuckoo town. But that's what happens in a fourth turning. That's when you get these big wars. Is these times have changed. It has been predicted. It's here. And Israel's going for everything. So here's Trump. And people say, oh, God, he leaked classified information. He's the president. He's allowed to do this. Oh, God, you're defending Trump. No, I'm just saying facts. He's like, oh, we're finally negotiating directly with Hezbollah, which is the real government of Iran. It's decentralized. And so Israel's really pissed about this. Here's the clip.
I think it worked. We're trying to separate it. I mean, you know, it's a very different kind of a thing. We actually spoke with Hezbollah for the first time ever. We didn't know they spoke. And they agreed yesterday they're not going to shoot. Israel's not going to shoot. We're just going to see. But I'd like to separate it. I'd like to have a separate thing because it is separate. But Israel, hey, look, they've been a great partner. Bibi Netanyahu has been, for me, a great partner. For other people, not so good. For me, he's been very good. We were very effective, what we've done. And they needed us. They couldn't have done it without us. Couldn't have even come close. And they needed us. And they got us to help them with a real problem, because Iran was a real problem, a big problem, a worldwide problem, because they wouldn't have stopped with Israel. They would have blown up the Middle East. And you saw that by the rockets.
Okay, so Israel continued attacking Lebanon and other places. So Israel's not doing that. And so Trump's going to get more pissed. He does legitimately want a peace deal. And that's just where we are. So if Trump won't cut off Israel from dragging us into this totally destructive system, the economy, everything else, then Congress needs to do it. And Congress has started to move that direction. So let's continue to hammer this. And when the oil price has already doubled, well, it's about to go up even more. We'll have all the pressure we need to shut this down. But it'll be a day late, a dollar short, and Trump's recovery is screwed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is Rocket Fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex, This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it.
Okay.
Oh, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasShowShore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide.
And teach him he can trust me.
Teach him he can trust me like a brother.
And then one day,
one day we'll saddle up and ride.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Riding like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
That's right, get behind me, Satan. I'm gonna find me a reckless woman. With razor blades and dice in her eyes, and just a touch of sadness.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman, razor blades and dice in her eyes.
Oh, reckless women are the best, aren't they?
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
And thunder and lightning.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna
we're
ride.
Gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack.
Ride like the one-eyed
ride like
Jack.
Odin.
With the devil
whose one eye is
ride.
In the next dimension. I'm gonna chase the sun forever. With the woman and the stallion and the wind. And the sun may burn into a cinder.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever. With the woman and the stallion and the wind.
And the sun.
And the sun is gonna burn into a cinder. Before we ever pass this way again.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride. Ride like a one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
All right. I understand a lot of people woke up to the globalists the last few years but don't have the sophistication or depth to understand the pieces. But it was 100% guaranteed that this was going to jackknife the economy. And a very low probability of even be successful to ruin the moolahs. And Dr. Kirk Elliott on with us for 2.5, almost 3 years, top economist, number one gold and silver's brokerage firm in North America. That's no small feat. Was on 2.5 years ago saying, I believe Trump's going to get in. This is all going to happen, but the main threat will be Israel trying to get us in to a war with Iran that will then do all this. We've seen the clips. You've seen him say it. It's all on record. Much what I said on Steve Bannon last June, and I just played the clip last hour, that it all came true. Was Elliott's analysis was mine. The point is that we know what we're talking about. And it's so sad because Trump had a great recovery plan, and I want to ask Elliott right now whether it's salvageable. Even if we end it now, which Congress is trying to do, Trump's trying to do, I know folks in the meetings months ago, Susie Wiles wants to stand. And that's not me defending Trump. Oh, see, he meant well. Oh, he's going to fix it. I want to fix it for all us. So hate Trump all day. He's discredited, legacy destroyed, whatever. Because every time I talk about this, I see half the comments like, why are you defending? I'm not defending Trump. I'm trying to get him to stop the war. So the House votes to limit Trump's Iran war powers in remarkable rebuke. Here's some more of the articles. It's just amazing. Now it's got to pass the Senate. House votes for measures that would end Iran war and blow to Trump. Hezbollah chief rejects U.S.-mediated Israel truce. Trump to maintain ceasefire with Iran unless American troops killed. Israel keeps bombing, even though Trump said they would stop yesterday. Donald Trump's Iran war drains U.S. oil stocks to lowest levels since 2004. Oil industry warns Trump administration of price spikes. If you think of doubling, because Trump got it cut in half, now went back to where it was under Biden, they're saying it's going to go up 30-40% in the next few weeks. And I see some people go, well, I don't have a car. I don't care. Everything's delivered by 90% by 18-wheelers. It's the base of inflation. And then that feeds into everything, and then the interest rates and all of it. So Trump's fought so hard to get a new Federal Reserve head in there that would cut interest rates. Now they're saying, sorry, we can't cut them. We may have to increase them. See? I mean, this was not even hard to predict. Most of our predictions we make that come true are really hard to make. What was so frustrating about this was not hard. And this ties into the AI bubble, and it ties into this huge story that we're going to get to. Look at this. And Kirk can go wherever he wants first. He's got a lot. I'm trying to shut him and let him talk. Oil overtakes U.S. bonds as world's favorite investment, Telegraph. Now, if you don't know, all we have is the bonds backstopping the dollar. And the world, led by China and others, are dumping it. And it's accelerated under this Iran war, as economist Kirk Elliott predicted. And so this is good news for gold investors, bad news for the U.S. economy. That ties into all of this. But the big thing is the AI black hole. You know, they call it a bubble. I'm going to explain what I mean by black hole coming up. We've got so much to hit. Dr. Elliott, I'm going to try to shut up, give me the floor, and I'll just jump in with my comments. But so, this is a big deal. But just before you go on your breakdown, by the way, the best silver and gold deals out there, wholesale every day. You look at wholesale price, you know what you're getting. Call and get it at wholesale price. You can sell it back with no fee. Nobody does that. That's why he's number one. You can only do it because of mass scale, because it's the best deal for people that have a brain. I just got offered, again, $2.5 million last week by a major gold company to sell you collectible gold coins with 50% markup. Elliot gives us a couple $100,000 a month, but it's a real company. His profit's tiny. But we get it. So I take $200,000 instead of $2.5 million. And it's not like I'm some angel. I'm not going to sit. I don't want the bad mojo, folks. I mean, I don't, you reap what you sow. I don't, you know, sit there. Sometimes we'll sell a collectible silver coin as a fundraiser that costs us $40 to make for $80. And I tell you, this is not an investment in silver. This is a collectible, a fundraising item. And you buy it as soon as it comes out. We need to make more of those. People snatch them up. It's a good funder. So I'm very clear in that. That's not an investment for your finances. That's an investment in freedom and getting the word out and supporting that. But I just turned down $2.5 million contract on the desk per month to rip you off. And I got to, and I'm all these other companies out there, and I mean, people are lucky I'm nice. Okay. But almost every other conservative talk show, it's like the one big sin they're involved in is this. And because you can't sell these coins back 99% of the time for profit, folks. It's horse crap. And it's hard to even explain this to people, but you need to go to let's put it on screen. KEPM.com/gold. When you go there, we get the support. KEPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation, email. You call, and then they'll set a free appointment for you. Usually you can do it right away, but they get busy. Might have to wait a day or two. 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900. Do it by phone, sign up on email, they'll call you. They can also roll their financial instruments. This has been the best move the last 3 years. I was out of gold and silver for 14 years. I got everybody out at the top, And 3 years ago, I said, now it's time to get back in. And you saw it. I mean, that's what I do. My bread and butter is being right. I get mad when I'm wrong. I get pissed when I'm wrong. Okay? But my job is easy. Do the research. Have people on there consecutively right over and over again. That have batting averages near 1,000. But that's a side issue. He's not here to get into the pitch of that. He's already a sponsor. But I want you to get involved now. So what it means is the institutions, the governments, the systems, they're all going into gold, as I already told you. They're not going into bonds. Okay, so the elites are going into this. Warren Buffett was never in gold and silver. He is now. Get into it now. It's the surest bet there is. And I say that because there's the evidence. I'm even on a stack of Bibles. I mean, I believe that's the best move. But I'm going to shut up about that now. We'll get into the gold later. But Dr. Elliott, where do you want to go first here?
I mean, let's just talk about the economy. It's in big trouble, Alex. I mean, big trouble. And you would start it off with, is it too little too late? I think it is. I think it is too little too late. You know, what Congress just did.
By the way, I'm going to interrupt. At the start of the war, about 3 weeks in, you said, no, there's still time. You're really smart. Explain why. So you were still optimistic. Why do you say too late now?
So there's a whole host of reasons. Number one is you've got the price of oil that has gone up so much, literally it's doubled, which means that there's inflation. You know, you had talked about the 18 wheelers. It's like, who cares if you don't drive a car or you have an electric vehicle or whatever. Everything in life that's manufactured uses oil somewhere.
Most of the electric cars are charging up on fossil fuel created energy.
Yeah, they are. Plus, they have rubber tires. They have gears that need oil. The looms that make our clothes have oil in them, right? It's like it's needed
for everything. I'm wearing is oil right now, except my blue jeans.
Yeah, and they needed oil to make your blue jeans, right?
So I mean, listen, we're right here. Hold on a minute. My tennis shoe is almost completely oil. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it is. So here you've had this conflict that's went on. Like we talked about, it wasn't going to be a 3 or 5 day, you know, quick in and out. And even though we just, you know, Congress just said what they said, this isn't going to end anytime real soon in the Middle East because of what Israel is doing. Right. So you're still going to have oil prices going up. This is why I think it might be too little too late, because the economic evidence that's coming out, the numbers, the foundational issues of our economy don't look good. So, for example, when you've got high inflation, you're going to have higher interest rates to try to slow that down, right? So that's the normal policy impact of inflation is rates go up. This is why when you've got the new Fed chair in there, you know, 3 days after he went in, he said, I know that we need to lower interest rates to stimulate the economy, but we can't. We're probably going to have higher for longer, exact words, right? It's like, okay, higher for longer. That's not good for the domestic
economy.
Short-term
pain, long-term gain. Nope.
Yeah. So let's look at real estate, for example, very sensitive to interest rates. So right now, properties aren't selling because 30-year mortgages are north of 5%. So what are people doing? They're delisting their properties. They realize, giving up. We're not going to sell our house right now. It's going to be on the market forever. And it's so getting so competitive with excess supply. And so now people are saying, well, we'll just pull our houses off the market. That's not good for real estate. That's not good for homeowners, because what does that mean? Excess supply. Housing prices are going to have to come down to try to competitively outpace somebody else who's also got their house for sale. So I see real estate, not a collapse, but it might be a collapse, just like 2009. It's going to come down. This isn't going to be good for people's equity, for their homes, for their income, for anything, right? Now, you've also got an increase in 38 states of zombie foreclosures. It's like, okay, zombies aren't real, right? But what is a zombie foreclosure? This means when you've been late on your payments for quite some time, your mortgage lender, whether it's JP Morgan Chase or Wells Fargo or whatever, are going to send you the nasty letter that says, we're going to foreclose on you because you're so far behind. Now, what have those people done? They said, well, maybe I've lost my job to AI, which you had mentioned the AI black hole. I don't know what your AI black hole is, Alex, but mine is AI is going to replace people's jobs. That is a horrible AI black hole. And it's already happening. So these zombie foreclosures in 38 states, these people who have gotten these notices, they just jumped ship. They left. They left their homes and now they're vacant. And so they're renting somewhere, right? So what are the big banks and the mortgage houses going to do with this property that they get? It goes on their books, not necessarily as an asset, but as a liability because people still owe on it, right? So what are then they going to do? They're going to start selling this excess inventory of houses at much lower prices. Again, a dramatic impact on the housing market, right? So now let's look at the propensity for people to pay off their mortgages, right? So there was a recent study that was done by CEOs. So guess how many CEOs are basically pulling back on entry-level hiring? It is a huge astronomical number. 43% of all CEOs in America that were surveyed said they expect to reduce hiring for junior positions. They're not going to hire entry-level positions. They're only going to hire experienced people. Well, wait a second. If you can't get a job because now Anthropic's Claude can do the job, and I've used Claude, it's amazing. You know, I was working on a research report recently, and normally it would take me about 3 weeks. I just type in some stuff into Anthropic, and you know what? I got a nicely formatted full spreadsheet report in 7 minutes, Alex. That normally would have taken me 3 weeks. Now I'm productive. I'm using AI to be smarter. But what it spells disaster to is this could replace jobs, entry-level jobs. If CEOs are only going to hire experienced workers, but they're not hiring entry-level workers, how do you get experience? See, this is a vicious cycle that's happening in our economy. Now, haven't even touched on the biggest issue yet, which is the bond market, right? So the value of bonds comes down when interest rates rise. When interest rates come down, the value of bonds goes up, right? So as interest rates are climbing and are staying steady at high levels, the value of bonds is coming down. What is that? That's a bond market collapse. This is why all over the world, countries are getting out of bonds. Their sovereign debt is exploding. Interest rates are high. They can't afford to pay off their, you know, debt service. The value of those bonds when investors like you or me or retirees that say, we just need to sell. We need to get out because we need some income. We just need something, you know, in our bank accounts. And you sell the bonds, you're going to sell them at a lower price when interest rates are high. See, that's an automatic loss. So for the bond market to succeed, you need lower interest rates, not higher interest rates. So this is just like the late 70s, early 80s, all over again, which was a stagnant economy, high inflation, high unemployment, high interest rates. And back then, before electronic trading, right, you had these brokerage firms that had these rooms full of paper bonds stacked floor to ceiling. They had no liquidity. You couldn't get out of them because interest rates were going up. They just basically went into default mode, right? So this is where we are with the bond market.
Which so, let's be clear, though, the globalists were already planning this. But they wanted Kamala in while it happened. So Trump's instincts were right on his moves to block this, but then he got distracted, taken over. And then all the insider trading and corruption, it's a disaster, but still some good things are happening. But the globalists wanted the Great Reset. They want us so poor we can't have kids. They want a post-human world. They've said that's the plan. And so this dystopia is rolling, and they got billboards up around the country, first in San Francisco a month ago, now all over the country, saying replace your human employees with AI now. So as the economy gets worse, they pressure everybody to go to AI instead of leveraging up with employees that know how to use AI. And so this is a cannibalization. And so explain to us at five-year-old levels, myself included, how big a deal it is to have gold overtakes U.S. bonds as world's favorite investment. That's saying lack of confidence in the U.S., lack of confidence in the economy. That's crisis behavior. And then, you know, gold has historically, you know, is at an all-time high, but down a little bit right now with manipulation. How are they able to have the elites and institutions all hoarding it and all the moves saying it's the future, which is why I'm saying do it, but then they're still able to stop a major breakout? But first, addressing gold overtakes U.S. bonds as world's favorite investment. That is one of the biggest headlines ever.
So what does that tell us? That headline tells us that central banks around the world, they want gold. They don't want U.S. treasuries, or else U.S. treasuries would be the number one asset that central banks hold. And you know what? Since the beginning of time, well, not the beginning of time, since like the 1940s, when the U.S. dollar became the world's reserve currency, it was the blue chip safe asset. And central banks would go into the dollar. Why? Because the risk of default was so small. Why? Because we're the United States, largest economy in the world. And we had this backdrop of a printing press that if we ran out of money, we could just print it. So the risk of default was very small. But now with everything going on, the geopolitical risks, political risks, economic risks, high interest rates, the U.S. dollar is tanking. Like, it's literally tanking. As the BRICS nations say, we're going to de-dollarize the world. How do you de-dollarize the world? You get rid of our U.S. treasuries. What are central banks doing? They're not holding as many U.S. treasuries anymore. Gold has overtaken U.S. treasuries as the number one reserve asset. Now, this is going to be very important what I explain here. So 27% of all assets held by central banks globally is now gold. The U.S. dollar has gone from 20, or the U.S. treasuries have gone from 25% to 22%. So it's diminishing. Gold has overtaken it. So what does this say? It tells us about the fundamental relationships that what a bank is, right? So a bank, you know, the international monetary system, Alex, isn't built on currencies. Like a lot of people think, oh, it's the euro, the dollar, the yen, the yuan, whatever. No, it's built on collateral. Why? Because central banks and banks everywhere have an asset. They have collateral. When they have collateral, they can make loans. So the single premise that central banks are allocating into gold signals one thing, the return of real money, right? That's what that tells me. That's a tight, readable account of how the world's money is actually settled.
But let's be clear, in the time of fiat currency and central bank digital currencies, everything is going to be food, land, skills, gold, silver, rare earth minerals, raw material is what all the elites have been flooding into for years. They're accelerating their flood into that while telling the public, get into digital so they can snatch it all up. I want to come back in a moment and talk about the time frame on this. And then Trump said over a year ago they were going to audit Fort Knox, and then also go to New York and audit the vault there. Then they didn't. Now he said they are again. What does that mean? And we have all these weird movements of gold that you've been watching the last few years that you actually predicted this big race on gold. And the bigger question, how long can they slow the explosion of silver and gold when the real markets show it is the, you know, pig that wins the blue ribbon at the fair? There's just no doubt. I mean, it's just screaming it everywhere. And then still the best investment the last 3 years, but way underperforming, according to everything I've seen and what you're saying. How are they suppressing it? When is the breakout? And then separately, what does all this signify for the economy? And if we can't pull out of this now, what happens? Because we could have had a correction. This sounds more like a depression. Dr. Kirk Elliott's our guest. Go to KEPM.com/gold right now and take action.
Inflation is up. That's an issue. So how does Berkshire handle that with its business?
Well, we can't handle runaway inflation except not to be there. But there are dozens and dozens of countries that have experienced it. And, of course, you have countries that have gone bankrupt like 6 or 7 times. I mean, not having faith in the money does to a country. It turns it into something else. Yeah. And I've always hoped that, you know, the U.S. never does it, but we are not immune from it happening.
Dollar collapse means we keep continuing on where we are. Dollar devalues. We've got massive inflation. You raise interest rates to slow that inflation down. So the implications of that are bond market is toast. because the value of bonds, the price of bonds comes down as interest rates rise. The inverse is also true. When interest rates come down, the value of bonds goes up. So as you raise interest rates, the value of bonds comes down. Who's allocated into bonds? The bond market is way larger than the equity market, the stock market. So you've got pension funds that are allocated into bonds, right? Anybody that's on a fixed income, banks are allocated into bonds. Consider this, an insurance company. Most insurance companies across the country are allocated about 90% into the bond market with their internal portfolios. What does an insurance company do? It pays beneficiaries when people die, right? So if the asset that they have to sell to pay those beneficiaries is coming down in price, this is going to have a cataclysmic effect on the insurance industry, on pension funds, on everything, and on the banking
system. And let's be clear, though, a dollar being the world currency is how we could just print it and buy whatever we wanted. If the world sees it like the Mexican peso or worse, we're screwed.
Yeah, because that was our get-out-of-jail-free card, right? We could print as much money as we want, and everybody around the world still needed the U.S. dollar. If you don't have reserve currency status like every other country, other than the one that has reserve currency status, when you print excessively, people no longer want your currency. Don't let the news scare you, but rather use the wisdom, the creativity that God gave you. Go into tangible assets that have zero counterparty risk. Silver was up over 140% last year. Since January 30th, when it corrected and it had a 50% correction, went down into the 60s, it's almost 90. Literally, since February, silver's up over 30%, Alex. So you can roll over your IRAs. You have an old 401k, roll that over. Your brokerage accounts, take delivery of it at home or store it at a depository. If you don't want to take delivery at home, we'll walk you through that, answer your questions, make sure that you feel comfortable with everything, because it's ultimately your decision. We're just here to help guide and go on this journey with you. 1,000-ounce bars of silver, 100-ounce bars, 10-ounce bars, or 1-ounce generic refinery
rounds.
But
then you can roll gold over the financial instruments, too.
1-ounce gold bars or kilo bars, IRAs. If it has IRA in the name, simple, SEP, Roth, traditional, inherited, we can do that. Or you can do just a brokerage account that you just wire as funds, and it's a non-IRA account.
Is it wholesale? And are they buying it back with no cost? No fee. This is the place to go. And we'll get into gold and silver as well. Dr. Kirk Elliott, KEPM.com/gold. That way they know it comes from us. So it supports the broadcast. KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900. Call and get a free consultation or sign up for email. They'll call you back. They can also roll over a lot of financial instruments. This is the place to go. KEPM.com/gold. So gold and silver is the way to go. The best investment in the last 2+ years. And you can check the wholesale price every day. That's what you get it for. You can sell it back. For no cost, nobody else of any size does that. That's real.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Remember, we're an information war. And the millions of you out there watching have all the power in your hands. It's on record that the globalists and different predator groups hate this show, hate highbrow analysis that fuses all the different developments in the world together into an overall analysis system. But the old order is coming down. The globalists know that. They're trying to launch their new order that's even more tyrannical. But historically, in a fourth turning, the forces of good have a very good shot of getting back into control. Doesn't mean some utopia, but it means a golden age. That's what Trump talked about. And somehow he was on the right path, and over a year ago, about 6 months, 7 months into the new administration, went sideways. With the Epstein and the Israel lobby clearly blackmailing a bunch of people around him like Howard Lutnick, that's all confirmed now. And so many people said, hey, just be positive, shut up, he's better than Democrats. And I said, it's going to get worse. Once you start down the path of the dark side, forever it dominates your destiny. Consume you at will, to quote Yoda. And Trump's starting to try to pump the brakes, but Israel's not letting him. And there's all these other factors as well. But Israel really is the 800-pound gorilla in the room right now. And so I want to get into, when I talked about an AI black hole, no one else is really explaining this. They're getting big pieces of it, and obviously it designed to get rid of your jobs, the way it's being rolled out, is the ultimate black hole, and Kirk's right about that. But there is a black hole up front that is already taking place that I'll explain here in a few minutes. But we're not here to make you panic, as we said years ago, the only threat will be Israel getting Trump to hit Iran or a new virus or something. And then indeed that happened. We were doing that to stop it from happening. It's the opposite of panicking. If you're driving on a Colorado road and there's, you know, no guardrail and it's a two lane and you got to really pay attention because you could fall thousands of feet, you're not panicking. The fact that you're like telling your wife and kids, hey, kids, stop fighting in the back. I got to really pay attention here. Okay. We're just saying, hey, we are not in Kansas right now, boys and girls. Be quiet. Let daddy focus, because this is the time to be frosty. And it is insane how accurate my track record is. It's crazy how accurate Kirk Elliott is. But that's the guess you hear here are the people that are consistently right. I keep just pointing that out just to get you to reflect on that. And after Elliott leaves us, we got a huge guest on. And then after that, the Senate hearings confirming, with the HHS presenting documents of millions dead from the shots and cancer viruses and turbo cancer. You're like, God, that's horrible. But the good news is it's coming out. And that's because we got Trump in and Kennedy. It's not like a unified group of evil. It's more like Trump thinking he's doing good, being manipulated. So it's a mixed bag. With the Democrats, you know it's unified evil. So that's where I'm at. But Dr. Elliott, there's so many other angles and points that I want you to be able to go over. But I think people also want you to elaborate on what it means if, and I agree with you, that things getting really bad is irreversible. Now, obviously, if the strait continues to be closed and other things, it gets even worse from there. But if things ended tomorrow, which Israel's not going to let it stop, they've said, so let's say it lasts at least 3-4 more months, probably longer than that. I know they're saying the war with Russia is going to last decades. That's the official plan. Israel says it'll last until Iran falls. Now they admit it's about regime change. So I don't think there's any way to say when this is going to end. Trump's desperately trying, and it's becoming evident how controlled or powerless he is. Congress is now moving in to block with the war powers, but who knows if that'll pass the Senate. But if it ended all today, baked in with the fertilizer and the planting season being cut off, the mass shortages, what's already been done to energy, when you say avoiding pain is, and I think that's basically a sure bet, avoiding the pain and somehow having a magic recovery without pain is over. How bad is the pain right now baked in if the war ended today?
Well, you know, Eric Prince a couple months ago said that even if it ended today, there's still 270 days, three quarters of a year of backlog of countries getting oil that are just sitting there in tankers, of fertilizer getting into the countries. I mean, a lot of the fertilizer comes from the Middle East, right? Goes through the Strait of Hormuz. So here's the problem. If it's not going to get there during the growing season, you're going to have yields on crops that are way less. So if there's a 270-day backlog, Alex, you've missed an entire growing season, right, of crops all over the world. I mean, this is a problem. This is going to mean food inflation, right? So even if it were to end today, it's still, we've got probably a year's worth of pain ahead of us. This is why I think the progress that Trump made prior to the Iran conflict was so amazing, literally so amazing. The globalists needed that to stop because Trump was wanting to make the U.S. dollar.
And they tried to crash the recovery. They tried to crash the market. That's why you and I were such cheerleaders. People criticized us saying, why are you such cheerleaders? Because it was so beautiful. And as soon as it went sideways, we told them. I mean, it's so horrible.
It's so horrible. And was Trump wrong in wanting to stop this rogue terrorist nation in Iran from controlling the Strait of Hormuz? No, he wasn't. Is he wrong on wanting them to not have nuclear weapons? No, he was not wrong.
What the problem was is it lasted way too long.
The problem is he didn't listen to the Pentagon assessment and Eric Prince's assessment that it wasn't going to work.
Yeah, I mean, so now we've got this economic problem, right? And I don't think it's going to end anytime real soon. So do you remember, Alex? I know you do, because we talked about it like a month ago when Michael Burry, who was the guy that the Big Short movie was made about, he said, you know what? I'm seeing the same fundamental issues in today's stock market that we were looking at in 2000. And it's like, wow, this is not good, because in 2000, the tech stock market bubble collapsed, 80% correction, 80. That's a big correction, right? It took people like 8 years just to break even again. Well, what was it during that time that he was actually pointing to? Right. So I've been doing some research over the last couple of weeks. And during that time, you know, stock markets were flying, but like the S&P 500, 20 of the 500 stocks, they were all tech stocks that caused this massive explosion and all-time highs in the stock market. What is it today? Today, different index, same scenario. The S&P 500 last week hit an all-time high. And people are thinking, wow, the stock market's booming. This is amazing.
Yeah, in
right?
layman's terms, why do we have the paradox of the stock market up and every other indicator bad? Well, it's simple. There's all this inflationary money. The elites still think the best place to stick their money, when it's not gold and silver, which they're doing as well, or rare minerals or raw land, or buying a property, is in these markets for now. But when are they going to signal the exit? I know a lot of big money's already pulling out.
Now? I mean, literally, it's starting to happen now, right? So,
well, because you're almost always right. You're saying the bubble is getting ready to bust.
Yes. And why? Because you compare this to 2000. The S&P 500 being at an all-time high right now is not because 400 of the S&P 500 stocks are at all-time highs. It's 20 of them. What are the 20 stocks that are causing this massive inflation in the stock market, which some people think, oh, this is good? No, it's a very thin bull market by what? AI stocks. So instead of just the internet stocks of 2000, this is now AI stocks. 20 of them caused the S&P 500 to reach historical highs. So it doesn't take too much of a pullout of these AI stocks to collapse the entire market. This is what Michael Burry was pointing at. It's the exact same fundamental roadmap that caused the correction in 2000. So you're looking at these things, you know, going back to the Clinton administration. We gave up so much of our chip manufacturing and spy technology and satellite technology to the Chinese, right? And so now they're starting to control this market, right? And so if you want to destroy the U.S. stock market, all you have to do is focus on AI stocks. That's it, because it's those 20 shares that caused the S&P 500 to reach all-time highs. See, this is a problem when it's a very thin bull market. It's not widespread. It's not like the economy is booming. It's not like all these companies are profitable. No, it's AI stocks.
It's a one-crop economy based on speculation.
Yes, and because AI is doing so good, a lot of the people in the crypto community are doing what? They're selling their crypto and going into AI stocks. So now crypto is in this bloodbath, right? And it's like, well, wait a second. You're pulling out of crypto, going into AI. AI is about to be in a bloodbath, in my opinion. I think that we're not talking about months or years. We could be talking about weeks to months away from this happening. And it's like, I hate to make predictions like that. You know, but how do you derail Trump when he wants peace now in Iran, right? He wants peace, and he's going to actually do what he can do to try to reverse what has happened to the economy. But I don't think he's going to get his wish on that, because it's gone too far down the road. This bubble is about to burst. And at the worst possible time, during a midterm election year, right? It's like the globalists know this. The globalists know that their number one enemy to the globalist agenda is Trump making a great America. Right. And so this is why this battle is so extreme and why I don't think it's going to end. Right. It's like it's so it end anytime real soon. I think the stock market collapses. I think the bond market has already started its collapse. The de-dollarization of the world has happened. Central banks are pointing to that without actually saying it. How are they pointing to it? Because they're allocating into gold. They're allocating into an asset that has zero counterparty risk, like nothing. Gold isn't impacted by banks, by brokerage houses, by political risk, by currency risk, by geopolitical risk. It is what it is. It's almost like it's outside of the system. And during times of crisis, people will start to flock into gold and silver.
Absolutely. Let's do a quick pitch to get back to the other news. I want to hit on this and finish up. This is so important. You got the biggest gold and silver brokerage company in North America. You sell it at wholesale. It's cut and dry. No scams. You know, top rated. You also buy it back for nothing, which nobody else of any repute does. People can call the number or they can email, get a free consultation. You can also roll over financial instruments. People need to get into silver and gold now. That's a no-brainer. The elites are all doing it. And I go back to that question. Sure, in the last 3 years, it's been the best performing assets out there, period, silver particularly and gold. But it's still obvious with all these numbers, still suppressing it. Where should it be? How are they suppressing what should already be a continued meteoric rise, even though it's up today?
Yeah, well, so right now, you look at last year, for example. Silver was up 147%. What changed? Did supply and demand change? No. It's still low supply. It's still high demand. Fundamentally, nothing changed in the market for gold and silver, except there's actually more demand, which should be more bullish, right? But what changed? The Iran conflict. So with higher priced oil, the propensity for higher interest rates caused gold and silver to correct, and now it's consolidating, going sideways, right? So when nothing fundamentally has changed in the market except for noise, and I'm going to call the Iran conflict noise in the economy, right? Because it's not going to last forever. Hopefully it's over soon and we have peace in that region, but it will end soon. Why will it end? I don't know if it's going to end soon, but it will end because oil is involved. If the price of oil continues to go up and up and up and hits $150, $200 a barrel, the entire world goes into an inflationary depression. See, they're going to want to stop that right at some point, right? So it won't go up forever. It will end. As soon as this conflict ends, Alex, as soon as Trump can possibly broker a peace deal, I'm venturing to guess that silver will probably $100 an ounce within a month after that. Because the only thing that disrupted that massive bull market from last year was the Iran conflict. It wasn't because they got a bunch of new supply. It was not because demand came crashing down. None of that changed. So when the fundamentals didn't change, it was noise that caused the disruption. And that's what we're seeing. Well, when you look at the bigger picture, central banks allocating into a no counterparty risk asset like gold tells us where the world is headed. Now, one other big thing that you've got with like the Clarity Act, for example. See, the world is going digital, whether people like it or not. Whether it's central bank digital currency or decentralized finance or the distributed ledger blockchain, right?
The question is, what will be the infrastructure that's adopted?
Yes. So the Clarity Act is saying we want stable coins. We want the U.S. dollar tokenized. We want real world assets tokenized. Jamie Dimon, head of JP Morgan Chase, was recently interviewed. We should watch that interview if you've got it, because it's only like a minute long. But traditional finance, the big bankers in the world, they are scared senseless about what's coming. And they should be.
Now here's Jamie Dimon talking about it. Here's a clip.
So, you know, it's complicated, and the government needs to do it thoughtfully. If they don't do it thoughtfully, it'll be a huge problem.
So are you happy with the way the Clarity Act is turning out?
No. No, because it allows them to effectively pay interest on deposits, stable coins or something like that, without the protection that they should have. And it doesn't do anything for AML/BSA. It has almost no legal protections. So no, it's the banks will not accept it that way.
They won't accept
it. And the ABA, the small banks, the credit unions, not just the big guys. I'm not worried about stablecoin, but if it happened, I'm telling you, I would have nothing to do with it, and it would eventually blow up on its own. Okay, but that's my personal thing, but I do understand the concern of all the other banks, so.
Well, the markup is coming. I mean, what are you going to do about it?
It is. We'll fight it. If we lose, we lose, and we'll live.
Yeah. Okay.
But it will be fought. This will not be, no one's going to bow down to this guy, okay, or that company. And by, he's the only one.
Yeah.
And he's spending hundreds of millions of dollars in Washington, this thing.
Okay. He said he, well, we're going to watch that one.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, this is turning into a big fight between the whole, you know, each industry. And you're talking about blockchain and getting blockchain out.
But we do blockchain.
You've been doing that for a long time.
We have connections. We have JP. We're going to do it. I think it's a legitimate technology. I think stablecoin can be a legitimate payment system.
So decipher what all that means. There's a big fight over what system becomes the platform. And he's saying it's not FDIC protected. It's not insured. Unpack that for people that aren't economists.
Yeah, so traditional finance, these big banks, Alex, whether it's Bank of America, JP Morgan, Chase, Wells Fargo, you name it, they are scared senseless of stable coins because they're not FDIC. They're not out of the traditional finance system. So what does this mean? Banks are going to lose demand for their products as people start to go digital. No wonder Jamie Dimon is freaking out and why he's mad at the CEO of Coinbase for promoting, you know, stable coins. Well, at the same time, JP Morgan has a stable coin, right? But they know that if this happens and we start moving into a digital world where there's stable coins that aren't FDIC insured, where the whole monetary system changes, banks as we know it are going to change and they're going to lose their luster. And what will that mean? You could have a massive run on the banks. See, this could have dramatic implications on banking as we know it. In the sense of, we're still going to have banks in the form of digital currency and stable coins and on the blockchain, but traditional finance could go the way of the dodo bird.
So do you agree? I mean, look at this as a layman. Trump is doing a revolutionary act of decentralization with the current constellation of policies he has on stable coin, Bitcoin, and all of this. This is really pissing the establishment off, which then goes to, why does he go to heel to Israel and so scared of the Epstein stuff? And then, but he's willing to take on the global central banks. I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Well, this is where Trump is trying to save the U.S. dollar, right? When the world is de-dollarizing and they don't want U.S. treasuries, the world is going digital on the form of blockchain. So why not have the currency, the U.S. dollar, that's tied to USDC and USDT and, you know, the Trump's stable coin, right? So people say, oh, Trump's just doing this for Trump's stablecoin. No, Trump is doing this to regain demand for the U.S. dollar.
No, I agree. There's lots of insider trading by him and his whole crew. But when it comes to him investing in Bitcoin and stablecoin, yeah, they're investing in what they support. I think that's totally fine. Absolutely, they're all in. So let's shift gears into this. When I talk about the current black hole of AI, because it's propping up the whole stock market, it's got government behind it, it's got executive orders, give it liability protection with these key companies to do whatever they want. So they're ignoring laws, grabbing the water, doing whatever they want, and everything's being sacrificed to it, and then causes massive inflation in energy prices around existing areas. And just by the gravity of it being the only thing in the economy growing, everything is behind it. We're supposed to get out of its way. And so it's like a bulldozer or a wrecking ball. Even before getting rid of people's jobs is already starting to happen. It's just been knighted or gifted as the chosen one and can't be sued and can't be blocked. And I'm all, you know, for cutting regulations, but they're like, we all have regulations on us, nothing on them. It's like Mario Brothers when he eats the mushroom, he's invincible. And so to me, that's the black hole, is that this council of AI people he set up, these companies are literally now above the law, running wild, and then everyone's just stampeding, like you said, even out of Bitcoin into it to power it up. And then as the black hole gets bigger, everyone has to sacrifice more to it because it's making us commit to it, which is its own financial, historical, cultural gravity, which is the definition of a black hole. Does that make sense?
No, it absolutely makes sense. And here's where, you know what, for all of the viewers out there, I don't care if you like blockchain or not.
I don't care if you like digital money or not. Well, but what we're seeing with this Clarity Act is there's going
it's
to
like
be...
It's like Native Americans. I don't care if you like gunpowder or not. The Spanish just showed up with it. Like, it's here.
Yeah. We're getting there. We're going there, whether you like it or not, right? So how is this Clarity Act going to end? Is the Senate going to pass it? Is the House going to pass it? What is going to happen with it? Is it going to pass? We'll see, right? I have a feeling it's all going to pass. It's all going to just go through because we're going into a digital world. But during this time of uncertainty, you've got massive volatility in all the markets. The banks are running scared. Crypto is actually in the middle of a bloodbath as people are going to AI. So in times of uncertainty, what do people do? They invest and reallocate into safety. This is why I'm such a proponent of tangible assets like gold and silver, why Warren Buffett is, why central banks are. Because during times of uncertainty and this volatility, and you're going to have ups
and
downs.
We're like in Minnesota in December telling the 10-year-old when they go to school, wear your coat. I mean, this is the easiest sell in the galaxy. People need to get into gold and silver right now. How do they do it? And tell us about financial instruments, how easy it is with you guys. You're the professionals. I mean, I can make literally 10 times the money with scammers. I don't do that, folks. We fund this place the old-fashioned way, real products at the best prices. That's what we do. But people need to support you. That supports us, and it's the right move. It's a win-win for everybody. If you don't call Dr. Kirk Elliott, if you don't sign up for free consultation, you're insane. Dr. Elliott.
I mean, it's real simple. Number one is don't invest in the wrong kind of gold and silver. Not all gold and silver is created equal. Don't buy commemoratives. Don't buy high-grade semi-numismatic collectible garbage because the premium is too high and it takes you forever to recover from that if you can at all. And it could be illiquid, right? It means when you go to sell it, if it's a collectible at a thin market, you're not going to be able to get rid of it. So we just do bullion.
Somebody will buy it at spot. Somebody will buy it at wholesale. They're just not going to buy it for what the market be paid.
Well, yeah, if you paid 200% over spot for it and you sell it at spot, why didn't you just buy bullion, which is like 13% over spot? You lose all of that.
Well, I mean, do five more minutes. We got to explain this for 5 minutes, and then I'm going to shift to gears of this news. Folks, we got huge news coming up. Oh, Trump, wait till you see what he just did. A whole bunch of developments. This is insane. But I love Tucker, but he goes against a gold company and does like hour-long documentaries explaining this. It's simple, okay? Spot is what it is in the ground. Nobody gets that. Wholesale is marked every day. Type in wholesale. It's, you know, on the stock exchanges, all that. You see what wholesale is. That's what Elliott sells it for. And then it's from certified companies. It's pure. It's not top rated. It's not rocket science. It's so easy. But I have friends and family still go, I'm confused. I have the shipwreck ad. I mean, they say it's a, you know, or this special coin, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, it's easy. Highest rated. Get it wholesale. Get it now. He buys it back with no cost. Nobody, I mean, how's he the number one? Because there's enough smart people to do that. And how's he do it at that price? You got to be big to be able to do this because of the overhead. I mean, I get why most of these gold companies rip people off. They want to make a bunch of money quick. Not Kirk Elliott. He wants the long game, baby. We'll be right back.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to the AlexJonesStore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, ultra DNA revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK ultra. And you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just sea moss and shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it. And get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Huge guest, military expert, defense contractor, you name it, really smart guy. Stephen Kuhn joining us coming up the next hour to cover all the new developments and big breaking news that just happened with Trump and Iran. But Dr. Kirk Elliott is an amazing economist, also a theologian, been on the board of the Focus of the Family, you name it, one of the most important Christian organizations in America, promoting American values, Christianity. But just in closing, Kirk's marketing strategy has never been to bash the competition. And I've known about Kirk for 20 years, and we were having dinner like 3 years ago, and he was coming on as a sponsor. I said, I think now it's time to get the marketing. He said, no, you're right. He said, I really don't want to attack the other companies, but I feel so bad. I want to warn people that people call us up getting ripped off. And I don't want to name names and stuff. And I said, well, whenever you're ready, we'll do it. But, I mean, it's basically everybody. And it makes gold and silver look bad. Because these people are out there doing that, because the public doesn't understand it. It's so easy, folks. Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver, platinum, anything. You know. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee, and then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. There, my problem is because whenever I have a sponsor, even though I trusted them, I call up and talk to people and do it. Because I had a few gold sponsors come on promising they'd do what Kirk did and then not doing it. So I just said, I'm done with gold for like 14 years. Because the other company that was Moral couldn't make money at the low cost, so they shut down. So I couldn't find a Moral company. I said, it's time to just get out of it. And I'm like, the problem we get with Elliott's people is they're too low pressure. I mean, we're talking like no blood pressure here. Okay, they're like, oh, you sure? Well, what about your own? But that's because they're the real deal, folks. You want to get in there. You want to get a consultation, financial interest, you want to roll over. But just 2 minutes on what to look out for. Basically, it's real simple. Anybody not selling wholesale, right?
Yeah, so I'll give just a brief layman's explanation. Like you just described, spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero. See, all dealers around the country are getting at wholesale. So then why are some people charging 200% over spot? Because it's commission.
Well, let me ask you, what's the average ripoff? Like 40%?
Yeah, when you're dealing with semi-numismatics, 40 to 200%.
No.
I mean, it's insane.
I have these companies. Like, I had them laugh at me last week. They go, look, we're not ripping people off. We're doing 40. That's standard. Come on, man. 2.5 million right now. A month. And I'm just like, and I said, I'm not doing it. They just laughed at me. Well, hey, you go ahead and act like that. You go ahead and behave like that.
I mean, that's how they can afford to pay $2.5 million a month, right? I mean, it's insane. So these companies, if you ever see a collectible, a commemorative. And you talked about it early on. It's like you have that for a fundraiser for the Voice of Freedom, right? That's not an investment. That is to help you. That is how you should look at that stuff. Look at it as a collectible. Look at it as a way to help. But don't invest in that. It doesn't have a good ending.
I don't know how these people sleep at night telling people it's a good investment. And then, I mean, I know the average is like 40%, routinely 200%. I mean, it's like bank robbery. I could not do that to my listeners.
I mean, I couldn't either. And if anybody wants to read about the intricacies of that, Dale Whitaker wrote a great book called The Gold Grift. It's fantastic. It explains all of it. But literally these companies will make their own commemorative coins that they are the only ones that sell those. There is not liquidity on the backside of that. Right, there's just not. So that's why bullion is so important. It's 100% liquid because it's a global commodity used for manufacturing.
You press a button, you sell it, and we don't charge anything when you liquidate it. You could do that in an IRA. You could do that with an old 401k. You could do it with the current 401k as long as you're 59 and a half. You just roll it into an IRA.
People need to call you right now, Dr. Elliott. Yeah. Now is the time. Thank you so much, and God bless you for the incredible information.
Thanks. God bless.
We got a powerful guest with Key Intel in 60 seconds. Share those live feeds now at Real All Shows on X and on Rumble.
Most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Conan, destined to bear the jeweled crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This guy's stuff for a couple years, and every time I watch it, I'm like, that's all absolutely accurate. I don't know why we didn't try to get him on sooner, but we asked him to come on yesterday. Boom, he's here. Really impressive stuff. Stephen Kuhn, Bronze Star recipient, combat vet, co-founder of what's became Germany's AFD. He lived in 10 countries, worked inside intelligence, European politics, and his partner's Ukrainian. He wrote 5 books on how citizens take their government back, and as a movement to do that, he built the movement to prove it. Join tab.us, Stephen Kuhn, K-U-H-N. So I played a video yesterday of him, let's see, 4 minutes long, saying Ukraine already doesn't exist. And I basically said this myself. I mean, I'm like, oh, I said it first. No, I mean, it's a fact. Like he said, this has already happened. It's just he does it really good and succinctly, and he's also over there. And this is the model, though, and it came out in Vietnam when they leaked the Pentagon Papers that they knew it was just about a war game and money-making with you know, McNamara and Westmoreland and the rest of them. So the journey is the destination. So this Iran war, the world economy by BlackRock and the globalists is a bigger target than Iran. The Russia-Ukraine war, the primary target is the world economy and global consolidation and NATO arming. And so I wanted to get him to get into all that, but also pick his brain about how he sees this unfolding. Now, no doubt this 97-day war has wrecked the economy, baked in for years. Trump now gets it, jamming the brake, but we're learning he's not in control, which we already knew. Israel, we got big developments on that, is swooping in. Everybody knows I'm not an Israel phobe, don't have a hard-on for him until now. It used to be China was the main power block and some others. Israel sees the vacuum and is really trying to take over and admitting it. And so... MTG's put out a letter saying basically this is treason. I agree. You know, we've got Netanyahu thanking members of Congress. Trump hasn't responded yet. The Republican Party has put it in the official Defense Authorization Act, the biggest bill every year. And they're trying to pass literally turning everything over to the Israelis. All the intelligence from DARPA to weapons development to lifetime integration. I mean, this is beyond treason. She says the United States of America is a sovereign nation. Section 224 of the 2027 National Defense Authorization Act must be removed. Our military should not be integrated in any capacity with a foreign country's military. And Israel's famous for spying on us. I've interviewed for decades probably 100 CIA agents and Mossad whistleblowers, famous ones. And they're like, no, Israel's the biggest on infiltrating, spying, and selling your secrets, particularly the United States. So imagine putting 10,000 Jonathan Pollards in everything, okay? And Pollard's bragging about how they held us a nuclear blackmail in 73, and they're doing it again. And then Ben Gavir's saying it. So when Israel gets cornered, folks, which it put itself in this position, it's going to double down. So you've got this letter from Netanyahu. There's a bunch of these going out thanking Congress for supporting. So when they say, oh, we're no longer going to be on the U.S. tit, no, they'll now be inside the Pentagon with tens of trillions of missing money, co-owners of the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us of. So you think our military-industrial complex is bad. Israel is engaged in a coup at the heart of the deep state. There are not words to describe the magnitude of this. So Stephen Kuhn, join tab.us. We'll get into that movement and more at Stephen Kuhn on X. Give us your overall, go wherever you want here first, and then I want to drill into this and see where you think we're going in the future and then what we can do, because obviously baked into the EU and here, because we know the left's a false paradigm with the globalists to trigger race war, civil insurrection. Anytime real populists try to stop all these multinational interests coming in, and we all talk about Israel all day, but it's just the mechanism for BlackRock and the remnants of the British Empire, I think, to try to prop up their system and get control. So I think we can't get too tunnel vision on Israel, though it's clearly the funnel and the mechanism. But we are at the crossroads here. I don't think anybody can deny that. And the whole future destiny of humanity is being decided, I think, in the next year. So, Stephen, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it. Well, I mean, you nailed it with the imperial financial structure from the UK and the globalists fighting against the sovereignists, which, it's a two-sided war. The question is what we're going to get after that, right? What's going to happen? We're going to have the same kind of structure just controlled by somebody else. And then we have, of course, all of the, all of the technocrats on top of it as well. So let's see what comes out of this. But right now they're breaking the arms. But if we go to Ukraine, I just want to make it real simple for everybody, you know. Arming the troops is a money machine. The destruction of the country is a money machine. The rebuilding contracts, they're already written before the war even ended. And the land, some of the most fertile land on the planet, not to mention the natural resources. And who owns that land? Just go look it up. And that's why Ukraine doesn't exist for me. There's nothing left. The government's owned. The land is owned. The infrastructure is owned. The rebuilding is owned. The weapons are owned. Everything's owned by somebody else outside of Ukraine. I'm actually right now on X. There's the ambassador from Ukraine to South Africa is just railing me right now, arguing with me. And as you know, when you have come with facts, people come back with emotions. So they're stuck in that narrative loop. And that narrative loop is a massive issue because that cognitive dissonance or cognitive separation from reality, people will fight to the death for a narrative that isn't even true because they've been living with it so long. So it's in a situation, my wife's Ukrainian. We brought her family over, from Ukraine. I've been with them now for 4 years. I was just talking today to them. I said, hey, they have no friends. They don't speak the language here. They don't, they're waiting to go back to the country. And I said, I don't think you'll ever be able to go back. You know, it's something that struck me hard last night. And that's why I did the video. Thanks for showing up, by the way, Alex.
You better elaborate on what's happened and the numbers that have left.
Excuse me?
Elaborate on what's happened to Ukraine and how many have left.
Yeah, okay. So we have different, contradicting reports, but there was a new report that came out that it said 2 million Ukrainians have died, right, in the war. Then you have, don't forget the natural deaths, and don't forget those that are maimed or wounded. And then you have some say up to 6 million that left the country. I know in Hungary took a bunch, Turkey took a bunch, Germany, Switzerland, they took a bunch, UK, I know Ireland took a bunch as well. So you're looking at 25% of the population gone right now, gone, completely gone from the country. And a lot of those do not want to or are not going back. And the whole fact is that the country that they want to go back to, it won't exist anymore from what they left. It just doesn't exist anymore. It's as simple as that. And, anyone who fights that is just not looking at reality. And I
and you explain
like
in your
that,
video, but, and sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you, so I was eating about a sandwich when you stopped. And your great 4-minute video you nailed, we played yesterday. This was, and I've seen all the documents, which obviously you have too. You're not just saying this. That's why you said this is a fact. They pre-planned this. They set it up, fight the last Ukrainian as a sick plan to then implode the economies, come in with a Marshall Plan to prop up the EU dictatorship, and then bringing down Russia is a secondary goal, they admit. So that's what's so crazy is the finance ministers of Europe admit this cold-blooded evil. Now you have basically the Slavic civil war where they, you know, think they're fighting for their honor, and it's all a sick lie.
Yeah, they're using their honor as a weapon, you know. And look, this has been, this war has been planned since 2019. It was written in the EU documents. There was an EU parliament member that wrote the entire plan. And you can find it online. It isn't like it's hidden or anything. This isn't some kind of conspiracy theory. This is fact. They wrote it down. They're following that doctrine, if you will. And they, well, I mean, think about it, Alex. If you wanted to take over a country because of its natural resources, because of its proximity to Russia, because of the ability to have a station that close to
you
Russia.
You trick it into a war, you act like you're their saviors, and once they are shredded, you divide it all up.
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening. We can see it right now. Like I said, everything's owned already. No, Ukraine doesn't own anything anymore. The only Ukrainians that own anything are the people that are taking all the money.
Yeah, and 3 years ago, Larry Fink became the national. Sorry to interrupt. Larry Fink became the national manager of the economy in the emergency. So BlackRock and the globalists, literally the Rothschilds, literally own it.
Yeah, exactly what they own. You know, I had a friend call me the other day. He works at a sales company that sells yachts. And there's a 4-year waiting list for building yachts in this one company that he services. And every single one of those yachts comes from Ukraine. Super yachts. I'm talking $500 million yachts. I'm not talking like little, you know, skippers or something. And this is just something that's just another, you know, nail in the coffin. And you can see this. You can trace this all publicly. You know, all of the shadow companies and all the holdings and all these things where all this money's going, billions and billions of dollars just spread out all over the world is supposed to be, rebuilding or arming Ukraine. And the problem is this. The narrative is so thick that Putin and Russia is bad. I'm not saying he's good. I'm just saying when I focus on Ukraine and I say this is what's happening in Ukraine, people completely glaze over that and say, oh, you support Putin. They don't see the facts. They don't want to see the facts. They don't care about the facts. They want to be right. And that's all that matters. I don't care if I'm right. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just showing you what I know, all the experience I have, all these different places I've lived in, the governments that I've worked in, you know, probably 6 or 7 governments in Europe, including the U.S. I've worked in as well. So it's just this all information. I take all information, I triangulate it, and in the middle somewhere where they all overlap, that's the truth. And that's what I put out.
Well, you're totally on target, as you said. We have shown all the proof of all this, but here we are 4.5 years into this. Iran, obviously Trump was set up. Now he knows it's a trap, but it's not stopping. I said before he got back in, I said Iran war will be how they try to sabotage the recovery. The real target's the world economy. But how is it going for the globalists? You know, their primary goal of making a bunch of money and centralizing control, that's happened. But it's woken the world up. The Republicans are probably going to lose the midterms. So it's derailing the economy. That makes BlackRock happy as well. So the globalists are getting short-term victories, but the awakening I'm seeing down the road, I don't see it going well for them.
Well, you can always look at desperation as a guide of how it's going. And they're moving faster and faster and harder and more blatantly, obviously, moving into, the public view, so to say. And that's a big sign that they're panicking.
I speak to that. Absolutely. I mean, Israel has got the NDAA to literally merge with all intelligence, all live-time telemetry, all integrated systems. I mean, this isn't just they get all the intelligence. They are in it. This is true. I mean, that to me was, I said that when it first broke last week. I said, this is ultra desperate.
Yeah, it's absolutely desperate. And also the lies direct to the camera that everyone knows. I mean, you can have a report that says this and then they'll lie about it in the next report and smile and go about their way as if nothing is. And you also see the followers or the, let's say, the people that profit from the globalists. Because look, we always talk about the big bad Trump or the big bad, you know, Netanyahu, whoever. They're a problem because they're the face of the problem. But the real problem is the infrastructure underneath, right? All the button pushers, the T-crossers, the I-dotters that keep an eye, blind eye, because hey, I'm just, I'm nobody.
They're called the collaborators.
Yeah, exactly. They're all collaborators. But I get it, Alex, because we have what we call in America weaponized debt. Every American has $115,000 debt on their back right now. And if you step out of line, we saw it in COVID. You step out of line, you lose your job, you lose your livelihood, you lose your house, the whole works.
You get right? $1.5 billion so judgment run by a CIA rigged court.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know a little bit about
so
that.
When I know you do.
No, I experienced it. Yeah.
I know you did more than once, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Alex. Well, and that's the thing. So on one side, you understand citizen. And this is why I started TAB in the first place, Take America Back, because I saw that all of these people up here, this isn't really the problem. The problem is all the way down to the local governments, people that are beholden through debt, that are taking small little bribes to pay their bills and pay their car bill and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And they end up being stuck. And look, corruption doesn't come for the bad guys. They come for the good guys. And it's comes
absolutely
in the form
no.
Of
I've been
smile.
Offered $50 million a year to sell Obama in the country. And I said no. Yeah. But that's the thing. Trump, yeah. Maybe Israel, we know, gave him in this last election $500 million. I mean, they bought the presidency for $500 million. I mean, that is just pathetic.
Yeah, I know. I know there was Miriam Adelson gave something like $250 million. I don't know about the other $250 million, but yeah, I saw
yeah,
that.
No, there's that's a bunch of Israeli PACs. It's about $500 million is what I've tracked. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
That's still chicken feed to be given the entire access to the defense budget.
You know, let's, Alex, we got to have hope, man. Hope dies last. They say it in Germany all the time. Hope from the strips or let's, you know, hope dies last. Let's
no,
hope
no,
that
I have
this
a lot of hope
because
people are getting really pissed and awake. My only point is, well, let me ask you this one. Let's just look at Iran as a case point example. The Pentagon said the Mullahs probably won't fall, 90%+ chance it closes straight. But Trump listened to Netanyahu and Mossad. Now he's here. Now he's attacking Netanyahu. Is that for consumption? Is that to blame Netanyahu as an off-ramp? I mean, where do you see the Iran crisis going?
You know, it's hard to say because it's flip-flopped so much. But the information that I have is, well, let's just look at it this way. The Strait of Hormuz, Iran's taking payments in crypto, correct? Where's that crypto? It's USDT. Where are they going it through? They're going through Tether, which is Lutnick's company or Sun's company in South America. So they're already working together, right? So there's something there that we're not seeing. They're already working together in one way or form. I mean, if they're using USDT and Tether, which is an American company in South America, where a lot of the tech guys are going to, as we saw with Peter Thiel the other day, he's moving down there. There's something already going on that we don't know about that's not public.
Yeah. And what's about to happen here? So you just nailed it. I saw your video on that a few weeks ago. Exactly. Lutnick wrote the tariffs.
Yeah.
And even the Supreme Court sent him letters saying this would have been supported, but it was written wrong. Then he buys up all the insurance on companies that bought insurance for tariffs for 25% on the dollar, makes billions off it with his kids and his company, and it's the same story. So it looks like actually the administration's being run just for insider trading.
I'm sure it's more than that, but that's definitely one of the big profits. You know, and I don't want to say it's the entire administration. There's probably bits and pieces of it in there, but if you're in there and you're not saying anything, you're complicit, a collaborator, just like you said. I don't know. We have an integrity problem, Alex. We have a massive integrity problem. Also, one of the reasons why I wrote, you know, The Citizen Servant Leader and the five books for the doctrine, that
and
actually
trains citizens.
And I want to
have you on. I haven't read your books yet, but I'm really impressed. I want to read your books. I want to get you on a bunch about each book. We'll do that. But yeah, just 35,000 foot view then. I mean, just guessing or estimation. What happens with Russia? Obviously, Putin says, get your people out 2 weeks ago. They're increasing bombardments. Yeah. This is all coming to a head. Iran holds the cards right now. They know that. What happens there? This is like a disaster for Trump, a disaster in the midterms.
Well, look at it this way. You know, Ukraine sees they're losing. So what have they started doing? They started attacking civilians. So they're hitting civilians in Russia now. And Russia's like, okay, we're done with this. So they fired back and they hit a few civilians on a lot. He's one of the biggest strengths that Putin has in this war, like him or not, is restraint. You know, if this guy would have had any restraint, he could have taken Ukraine in a few weeks or months, if you will, because he's never unleashed the big boys, right? So I feel like Russia is just going to put an end to it somehow, some way, but I can't get out of my head that as they were in Alaska, they were making deals. So part of this is show, part of this is real. When it comes to and when it comes to Ukraine, in my opinion, as much as I love the country and my wife loves her country and my in-laws love their country, they are not owned by anything Ukrainian anymore. It's not a sovereign state. It hasn't been for a while, and it's now completely beholden and taken by sort of globalist financial infrastructure, the whole works, right? And the military industrial complex. Iran, you know, I have to feel like you have to look at the difference between the IRGC and the leadership. It looks like the IRGC are the ones that are holding out, and the leadership wants to make deals. And since they have the that scattered effect of no central leadership in IRGC right now, each little pocket is doing their own thing, apparently. And they are, you know, fighting against the American, you know, whatever you want to call it, which is making it difficult for any kind of peace deal, because you get conflicting information all the time because there's no centralized government anymore, because the IRGC wants to keep going and the government doesn't, apparently.
And that's why the Mullahs saw what happened in Iraq. They set up this parallel system. And so even though the Mullahs now want to make a deal, they can't, which is kind of the genius of the original plan.
Good point. I don't know.
I saw Marco Rubio like a month and a half ago saying, we've killed all their leadership. That's why they won't give up, because they're so pathetic, because they have no coordination. I'm like, no, that's actually a strength, that they're broken up into all these different units with their most radicals running it and not giving up.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's huge, because they may not, you when you don't have direct communication on the battlefield, you are in charge, period. You have to make the best decision. And what's the decision when you're a soldier, when you're a diehard soldier?
Fight.
When you're especially into an ideological war, right? Especially in an ideological war, you're going to fight to the death. Simple as that. Whether there's a commander there or not, you're now the commander. And you will fight to the, I mean, we did it. When I was in Iraq and I was in combat in Iraq, same thing. You know, we lost our command. We lost weapons, the whole works. We just kept going. It wasn't going to end until we ended it. So, I think we have an issue there that we're trying to get, you know, economy is one thing. Finances are another thing, but then you have the people, right? And people always forget about the people. The whole world forgets about the people. I have some very good Iranian friends all over the world. I had 75 employees in Hamburg, Germany, when I had a company there with, they were all, Iranian, right? Persian, Iranian, whatever, you know, some people argue about that. And some of the best, most educated, smart people on the planet, passionate, kind, the whole works, and they're over there suffering right now, right? And some people say, oh, that's a Western shill sort of idea that you have there. No, they talk to me, right? Their families talk to me. You know, I did one video on Iran. I did a lot of videos on Iran, but I did one video, man, I got like 3 million views, and I was inundated with invitations all over the world to go visit these Iranians that thank me for actually putting it out there. And that just shows you the truth behind it. Right. And the truth behind it is, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Africa, whether it's Iran, it's the people that matter. And you're one who speaks to this. We're so many more than them. If we just stand up finally and unite in one way or another, in one, you know, direction or another, we can actually win and break this whole cycle. But this narrative loop, the fractals and the patterns that you see all over the world are the same thing. It's a playbook. You can literally read like a playbook. Oh, this is happening now. This is going to happen next. And this is going to happen next. And then this is going to happen. It happens in every country and every situation.
And what's key is the globalists know about the cycles. They don't even so much control things. They ride the cycles. The good guys can learn the cycles and then defeat the globalists by doing the right thing in the cycle. It's like a surfer knows how to jump on a wave.
Exactly. And it's funny you say that, because I think you said that, I don't know, a couple of years ago. I think you already said it. I remember you saying that a couple of years ago. And that's what put me on that trip when you said it. As I was like, why don't we just do what they're doing, but for good instead of bad? It can't be that hard, right? And here's the thing, is a lot of conservatives, or a lot of people say, like, I will never do something like that. That has no morals. You don't have to do something without morals. You can do the same playbook, but add morality and integrity to it and move forward in the same manner. You see it happening. That's what we're doing with TAB.
I mean, imagine you're out. I'm not a good surfer. I've got on the board a few times, but you're out there taking a class. You see the waves. You learn how they work. You get on them. They're riding waves to attack us. We have to learn how the waves come in to get on the wave for good. That's all we're saying, is seize the destiny, like Julius Caesar said. We'll be right back. Have the very best, strongest methylene blue from a medical grade company that produces it for medical firms. Instead of using radioactive iodine, you know, to track stuff before surgeries, they're more and more using methylene blue. So I told Bigley, I said, get me wherever the highest rated is. So they spent like 6 months and said, where is it? And they said, oh, this is a medical firm in Florida. They don't even sell this for human consumption, though it's great for that. And I'm like, okay, great. So some bottles of it came in, sat there about a week. Because I'd taken methylene blue before, barely felt any energy, knew it was really good for your mitochondria. And, you know, so it's time to sell it. We're going to do it. Kennedy's promoting it. This is a year and a half ago, almost years ago. They're like, hey, boss, you know, it's coming out tomorrow. You got to cut the ads. I went, well, I haven't tried it yet. This better be good. And so the show ends, and I had a glass of iced tea, just like I do today. Okay? And I take one dropper and put it in the iced tea. And so I only drink half the iced tea. So I took half a dropper, and all of a sudden I'm like feeling warm and like electricity in my hands. I'd forgotten I'd taken it because I'm busy doing stuff at the show. And I go into the bathroom and I take my shirt off and I turned red. Not like hives, like I was, it was distributed. I'm already pretty tan. You know, tan good, a little bit Native American, some of the benefits of that. But I was like even redder, and I was like, what is this? And I'm like, electricity. I go, oh, that's what people say methylene blue does if it's really good. And I was like, and I started feeling so good. I was like, this is kind of scary. And about an hour into it, I go, I hope this stops because it was getting too good. That happened to Derek. He took it and said, I'm scared to take it. I thought he was on acid. So it's psychoactive everything, okay? I mean, this is not a freaking game, okay? It skips the oxygenation process, two steps in the cells, and all this other wild stuff. And so my medical doctor 6-7 years ago, wellness clinics all over the state, he's got like 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees. It's ridiculous. He said, and by the way, I want you to get methylene blue. It'll be USP grade. Just get it wherever. Just make sure it's USP grade, meaning it's, you know, medical grade. And I ordered it and tried it and really didn't feel any energy when, you know, but I'm sure it was good for me, but I'd forget to take it. So I was like, okay, everybody wants methylene blue. I know it's good. We'll get it. We'll sell it. Get, you know, get the best. I take this and it is nothing like any methylene blue I ever took. I mean, it is strong. It's amazing. But just like Group told me with the pure atomic iodine that it would do great stuff with my skin, those liver spots I had, you can go back to shows 14, 15 years ago before Group came along and you can see those spots I had. They're gone, baby. Gone, literally gone. It's amazing. But within 2 weeks of taking the methylene blue, the guy I trained with was like, hey, are you on something? Did you get a steroid prescription or something? I was like, no. And he goes, well, what's going on? I mean, you're losing weight even quicker, and now you used to have trouble doing 10 pull-ups, and you just did 20. And man, you're like pushing like on the leg press twice what you were a month ago. What the hell's going on, dude? You're like glowing. And Sean Johnson told the story, and I said, it's methylene blue. He's a former Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL trainer, all that. He took it, gave his testimony about how within 30 minutes he was all zinned out and it was crazy and everything. This stuff really works. Now, when you first take it, you get the crazy effects psychologically. You always feel the energy some, but as it builds up, it's not even a tolerance. It's when your body hasn't had this, it really notices it first. But the first time you take it, I say take a quarter dropper. Talk to your physician, too, because if you're on SSRIs or some other drugs, it'll make you jump off a building. I mean, people have taken methylene blue when they're on Prozac and they jump off buildings. Okay? That's rare. Usually women just pull their clothes off and start having orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm serious. Okay? I mean, like, you want to go cuckoo town, take this with SSRIs and you're going to cuckoo town. Because that's how strong this is. Okay? That's what this does. And we know it's good for you. But this is not a joke. Okay? I don't sell crap.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, I feel like I'm jumping into famous Alex Jones interruptions here because the better the guest, the more I do it because I get excited. But I've been watching Stephen Kuhn for years, and everything he says I think is dead on. And it really inspires me to hear that I helped inspire him a few years ago with some of my ideas, because there's so many great men and women out there, very race, color, and creed in the world that I've run into and know in business and life. And I'm like, God, what would it be like if they got engaged against the globalists? Because you can't just oppose the globalists. You have to create an alternative system as well. And also realize they're not all powerful. It's just that we don't even admit they exist. So much of my 32 years on air was just getting people to admit there were these different deep states and powerful predator groups. So we got to get you, we still got about 25 minutes left, but we got to get you back up on a commercial free podcast. Happy to come on your show, whatever, to go through your books, your ideas, to take America back, what you're doing. And it doesn't mean you'll save the world or I'll save the world, but we'll all inspire each other and this fertile ground of tyranny, because the globalist answer to the awakening, the great awakening, is tyranny, and the great reset is going to just energize this movement. And so I see us already turning the tide. I want to be optimistic, but we got to admit how bad things are. So I can ask a million questions, but please continue with the larger situation, the key points you went ahead. And then again, I can't quit harping on this. The boldness of the National Defense Authorization Act, literally trying to integrate everything, live time integration. You've been in the military and intelligence. People probably don't know what that means. I talked to guys I know. So I already knew what it meant, but I've made some calls, Army Special Operations. Some people are like, oh, God, we're all freaking out. I mean, this is crazy. This is a total coup. So please continue.
A lot of it is show. A lot of it is theater. They got to keep us distracted. The narrative is what keeps us in the emotional loop that keeps us raging against each other. You know, when you go online and you're triggered, it doesn't matter if you're triggered positively or negatively. It's a trigger, and that's a narrative. And that narrative is to keep you away from the facts. The way to look at the facts is to separate yourself from any kind of reaction. If you have a reaction, don't comment, don't reply, don't rage. Think for a second. Who's benefiting from this? Who owns this? Why am I being so upset about this right now? Is it something that I agree with or what I disagree with? And why do I agree or disagree? These are the things that you got to do to get out of this loop. This is literally psychological programming. You know, I have a friend, Chase Hughes. I don't know if he's ever been on your show, but you probably know who he is. We talk about this all the time.
Yes.
I've been in the system. He teaches people how to do this, right? And so he's actually the co-author of the fifth book, Incorruptible, that actually went through this whole process of how you get out of these loops, right? You get out of the corruption. You get out of the narrative. You get out of the loop. I mean, otherwise, we're stuck in a downward spiral. But I have a simple math problem to fix it in America. And I know we want to stay on this globalist thing. So if you give me a second, I would like to go through that.
No, wherever you want.
All right, cool. So in America, 3,144 counties. There's about 100,000 vacant precinct seats in America right now, about 200,000 local government seats. There's three mayors in North Dakota right now, empty seats. No one's even running. 70% of all local elections are single runners. It means there's nobody contesting them. If we take 10 people per county, that's 31,444 people in all of America, 1 in 8,000 adults, or 1/100th of 1% of all Americans, and we can take America back. 31,444 people. Alex, it's that simple. It's a math problem. That's it. That's how we can take it back. Because all corruption starts at the foundation. You know, let's say Raytheon builds a new factory in your county, right? The county gives them a tax break. Who ends up paying the taxes to the state? You do, as the employee who works there ends up paying the taxes to the state for Raytheon. Raytheon signs a contract with Ukraine, sends weapons over there. Next thing you know, they're sending the kickbacks over back to America. And it just goes on and on and on like that. So all politics start local. We are the republic. The people are the republic. And people ask me all the time, you know, we have on our website, find your seat. Go to the website, jointtab.us, click on find my seat, put in your zip code, and it'll show you the vacant seats in your county. Click on it and apply. And within a week, you can be in a seat making decisions. That's what it's about.
Oh, this is such a big deal that there's thousands of seats with no one even running, many of them headless horsemen. It's literally a zombie situation.
Yeah, exactly. And I have, there's a guy in one of the very earliest guys that I have is Eric Bodenstab from Colorado. He's running. He just started. He's like, I got to do this. Steve, after listening to you, I got to do this. We got a guy in Gary in Maricopa County. Within 1 week, he was a precinct captain. And now he's speaking at the state capitol to the governor. I mean, it's incredible. These are just normal people that didn't even know what a precinct seat was. Right. We have the, and people say, I'm not a politician. It's real simple. You go in, you keep your integrity intact, and listen to the people you represent and do what they want you to do. That's a politician. That's what representative means, right? The representative of the people, for the people. It's that simple. There's no big mystery behind being a politician at that level. Above that, it's pay to play. And we got to stop that. The only way we can stop it is to take America back.
Some people are asking, why are there mayors all over with no mayor? Why are there city councils, nobody there, school boards? It's because the city managers and the bureaucrats actually like it like that when everybody's asleep, because there's people there running it. It's just not elected people.
Exactly. And it's the same thing. Let's say you have four precinct seats, and two of them are empty, and let's say you have Democrats and two, the two Republicans are empty. They're not going to promote that. They want to control it. And if Republicans want to go in there, they might even get, and this happens, we've seen it live, they'll take some of their Democrat friends, register as Republicans, and then go take those seats, and then they run the whole city. You know, and that's what happened in Tampa with the schooling. That's what happened down in Texas. That's what happened in Dearborn. They basically just captured the entire county or the city, by co-registering. And it's a sad state of affairs, but 300,000 seats across the nation, 70% of all elections, one person running. If me and five friends ran for mayor against someone who's been a mayor for 20 years and no one ever ran against them, what do you think the chances are that person would have to step up and actually, you know, play his
game?
By
the way, this is just waking America up. I knew the numbers, but is it 70% of races run unopposed?
Yeah, local politics. Yep.
So think about this, folks. Because I love Texas. I'm from Texas, proud of Texas, but we're almost blue because the average Texan is like, we'll never be commie like California. I don't need to do nothing. And hunters and gun owners, Ted Nugent talks about this, are the lowest voting group there is. So really, we've met the enemy. It is us.
Yeah, absolutely. We are the most passive people. That's putting it nicely. You know, we complain. We have problems with our government. We hate this. We hate that. But we don't do nothing. And the people say, I have a job. Most of these seats aren't paid or they're low paid. So how am I supposed to pay my bills? It turns into a personal thing. Look, you remember the revolution. How did we win? We won because we fought where we lived. We didn't go to the fields and get shot in the chest by the redcoats like a bunch of knuckleheads, right? We lived and we hid behind barns and walls and bridges. And we took pot shots because we led where we lived.
No, you didn't tell your wife. You didn't tell your wife what you were doing when she went to bed at 10 o'clock at night. You slipped out, marched 3 miles, hid in the woods till the British came out of the bar and shot two of them. And you never told anybody, and you just disappeared in the dark.
Yeah, you led where you lived. We have to do that now. Look, you can't change. We can't change Trump. We can't change Iran. We can't change Ukraine. We can talk about it. We can facilitate as much discussion as we want, but we can't change it. But you can change what you can touch, and that is in your city, in your town, in your zip code.
Well, that's what the left say. Think global. Think global. Act local. By the way, I wasn't saying go out and shoot random, you know, leftists or globalists.
No.
I know they'll try to spin it. My point is that's what this is about: is hands-on action. And people are hungry for this. And another thing, if you run for local office, you're going to instantly find all the corruption. So start a Facebook, start an X account. And believe me, people are hungry for this. You're worried about running. How am I going to make money? You're going to lose everything. I was on Access TV years. I wasn't trying to make money. Then I got a local radio show that's syndicated and making millions of bucks within a couple of years. Wasn't even trying to make money. Put it back into the business. You've got to, I know most people know this, but you've got to invest in seed money to win. That means investing your time and energy. I know this audience knows it. But most conservatives I know, it's not even that they're lazy. They think it's arrogant or uppity to go speak or get engaged, and they're shy. They gotta get out of their comfort zone.
Absolutely, well put. It took me a while too, and I've been speaking for years. But at first, it was like people are gonna think I'm arrogant, this kind of thing. But in the end, Alex, if you have something that you believe in bigger than anything on this planet. And in the universe. And I do. And that's in my faith in America, that we are the greatest nation on earth, not because we're powerful, whatever. It's because of where we come from, what we were seeded from, right? We came from a group of people that believed in a higher power, and we grew through that. And our society is based on those good morals and values. We're the number one giving people on the planet. Per capita, Americans donate more money than any other nation on the planet. That shows where our cores lie. And I can tell you this too, traveling all over the world, I'm currently in Turkey right now. People say, Stephen, America has to win. They have to win this war. I was on CNN Turk the other day. America has to win. And they don't mean just a war. They mean total, right? The total thing. We have to beat the globalists. We have to beat out this complete sway of reality that we're seeing.
And
right
I will
now.
Give the world credit to this, because whether I talk to Japanese, Russian, Chinese, Mexicans, Brazilians, El Salvadorans, they all say, oh, we know it's your government. We know you're the best. We know you're good. Yeah. And we're not perfect. We're the best house in that neighborhood. What came out of the Enlightenment, then what came out of the, before that, the Magna Carta, what came out of the fights for Parliament, what came out of Scotland and Ireland and England, even in globalist white papers, I'm sure you know this, they write about the killing the West, and they talk about what came out of, and you look at the UK as a tyranny today, that's because they saw it as a threat and domesticated it and cracked down on it. But that's really where modern Western civilization came from, and the globalists fear that energy. That's why the Great Reset wants to exterminate the soul of the West.
Absolutely, and they're doing a great job in Europe. That's for sure. Look at Ireland right now. You know, in Ireland, they're bringing in massive refugees. They're doing it in Holland as well. And I don't know if you know this, but they're actually arming them. And they used to put the refugees or the immigrants into certain areas. Now they're spreading them into, they're deploying them around the country. And I have this information firsthand, so it's not something I just read somewhere. They're deploying them to separate places in the country, and they're actually arming them.
Well, speak to that. I mean, I know they're allowed to have guns and even get illegal hand grenades, and they're now using them to kick farmers off their lands and in special weird paramilitary local brigades. But I mean, specifically, how are they arming and what's happening?
Well, it's behind the scenes, isn't it? They're not driving up the trucks and dumping them out. It's all, you know, incognito, behind the scenes, a little bit here, a little bit there. These are groups, they're activist groups that are doing this, and these are locals. Right, that are doing this because they're profiting from it.
They're the NGO right? groups that feed off of it. Well, it's like one battle right. after another. Civil war is all glamorizing.
Yeah, exactly what it is. I mean, we have a problem, Alex, in our world is that the globalists, they think 10 years ahead, 20 years ahead, 30 years ahead. We think the next 2 years, the next 4 years, maybe. Usually, personally, we think for a day or two. Right. So I'm going to elect somebody. We elect Trump. We're good for 4 years. You know what I mean? Like that's not the way it works. We have to create a process, procedures, almost an SOP, how we're going to take this back all the way forward. And that's what they've always done. That's what USAID was all about. That was pumping that money all over the place to make sure that plan was rolling out and going and going and going, you know, and which is still happening, by the way, as you, I think you reported once, but you know, it's a crazy place to be, but you know what, Alex, we've been here before, in not this grass in your face, but it's been like this before. It just, there was no social media or news to talk about it. First World War, Second World War specifically. And America has always been able to come back out on top. And so I'm very, very positive, very, very, on the up and up about.
What are your former military and intelligence, colleagues think about the situation we're in? Because I tell you, everybody I talk to, and I know a lot of people, they are all 100% awake. I mean, I'd say 80% of the people that are in any way seasoned, even in currently or out, are like, I call them radicalized. I mean, quite frankly, it's a very satisfying thing, kind of like in Full Metal Jacket, where it says the drill sergeants are excited at the end of, you know, boot camp to see that, you know, that these Marines are a great crop and even, you know, more powerful than they were. And they're, you know, surging. And it's the same thing. I'm like the milquetoast guy now from what's coming.
Yeah, they are. Well, it depends if they're still active or not. And if they're working for the government or not, it depends how my friends will speak. I have some friends that are diehard. You know, they're like, no, Steve, we're doing this. This is the way it's supposed to be. And of course, most people that are out that aren't tied to the government or to the military, they're just like us. They understand, they see it. But most people won't speak out for fear of reprisal, for fear of losing their jobs or feeling for fear of actually being attacked all the time. Like you are and I am. I'm massively attacked on X by, you know, pro Putin and all these stupid memes and all these kind of things that, you know, that people throw at you and they don't have any real arguments against.
But what's crazy is nobody buys into it. You know, it's like, I'm like, hey, the Pentagon even says, don't go into Iran. The mullahs won't fall. They'll close the strait. Oh, you work for the Iranians. They'll fall in 4 days. Well, who was right? We were right. They were wrong. Over and over again.
Yeah. I don't care if I'm right. I really don't, Alex. All I'm trying to do is wake people up. And
I say it's not about keeping score, but I mean, we're right about the policy. We're trying to turn things around. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Exactly right. I mean, I've been talking about Ukraine, like you said, for almost 2 years now. And I called it. What's happening? I called it a long time ago. And it doesn't mean that I'm right. It means that I'm there. Like, I see it. I talked to my wife, her family, friends there. Her cousin just fell last month. He's lost in combat now. So this is really personal, Alex, for us. And when I talk about it, I mean, like, this, there's an ambassador taking the time out of his day for the last hour just to ride me on X. That just shows you how desperate they are.
Oh, how desperate does it have to be the government official? I had the head of the WHO come out and attack me.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading something about that.
Tedros.
About that. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. So if they're taking the time out of their day, these important people, just to talk to people like us, I mean, okay, you're a little different league than I am, but, you know, I'm just some dude. You know what I mean? Some guy. And he's taking his time out of his day. Oh, that's not
true. You reach a lot of people. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to have you back soon on your books, on a tab. On all of it, I've had my good buddy Richard Reeves. He worked here like 30 years ago for 10 years, and he calls me all the time saying the exact stuff. Nobody's running in these offices. You need to get people on about this. So when I saw you talking about that, that was the last straw. I said, we got to focus on this because it shows how a lot of people are asleep at the switch. But just separately, midterms, Trump. Trump cares about his legacy. I don't care about that. But if we can get him on his legacy, do the right thing. Is there anything salvageable? What happens in the midterms? Where do you see Iran going? Back to Putin. He says he's about to obliterate it all. He's escalated it. I mean, what's the timetable there, do you think?
Well, I think the midterms, we're going to come out all right. Well, the Republicans, I'm going to say we're, but the Republicans will come out all right. I don't think they're going to lose as bad as everybody thinks they are. This is my personal opinion, talking to the people that I know in different camps, so to say. Some of them are in the Trump camp. Some of them aren't. But I think we're going to do all right on the midterms. When it comes to Ukraine, as far as I'm concerned, that war is going to go till 2029, 2030. That's the plan. That's the plan they've been going this whole time. And that's why they keep, you know, sort of delaying it and making things happen. That's why these false flags keep happening. That's why all these lies are out there happening. It's got to keep going. You know, they have a plan and they're sticking to it. Unless we can break something, unless Putin says, look, I'm putting the hammer down and I'm going to decimate or do whatever he's going to do. I hope to God he doesn't. But,
That's the question. Will NATO then fully commit to war if he does that? And by the way, as you know, Merkel said it's going to last another 10 years. The former chancellor, the other ministers say 20 years. What is the plan? I know you've stated it, but for people that just tuned in, what is the plan? Why does it need to last another 5 years?
That's the whole plan for the economic destruction and sort of privatization of all of Europe. Right. So that's basically what's happening. They're privatizing all the industry. They're privatizing all of the power. They're consolidating power. They're consolidating the finances. And we're going to be serfs, basically. I mean,
they need more time to bankrupt Europe with the war and fully exsanguinate and just liquefy. Like a spider doesn't kill a bug right away. It bites it and then the enzyme dissolves it. And then right before it dies, the spider comes and touches it and checks for a heartbeat. This is how it works. And then the spider drinks its juices right as it's dying.
What an analogy. I never heard that before. It's like that. If you listen to Martin Armstrong, he says the EU is going to be abolished or it'll break apart by 2030, which I think, fits the plan perfectly. Cause if the war goes to 29 to 30, then it breaks up, then it's really privatized and everybody has their own little piece of the pie and off we go. Right. So
exactly. And the Marshall plan for Ukraine is the Marshall plan for all of Europe.
Yeah. Of course it is.
And then that's the official BlackRock plan. So BlackRock really isn't over just Ukraine, it's over Europe. So how do they roll that out, though? How do they sell that?
They're not selling it. They're doing it. They're selling it. Look at Matz, you know, Chancellor Matz. He's an ex-BlackRock CEO of Germany, right? That guy, he's leading the march, right? Now he wants to buy weapons from, he wants to buy the new rocket from Turkey. It's like, it's crazy. First they call Turkey the enemy, and now they're saying, oh, let me buy your rockets, you know? It doesn't matter what they have to do, they'll do it. Look at Macron, Matz, von der Leyen, Sturmer, all these people. They're operatives. They're employees. And just like Zelensky's an employee, they're there to do one thing, increase shareholder value.
No, that's right. It. What do you make in closing of Israel's ministers? I mean, they're all doing it. Ben-Gavir, all of them saying, our next enemy's Turkey and Egypt. War, war, war. I mean, and then they think we're going to backstop a war with Turkey and Egypt?
Well, they're forgetting that Turkey's no joke, man. That's the second largest army in NATO, number one. Number two, this would be probably the only country to go to war where you'd have an influx of people coming into the country to fight for their country. There's Turks all over the world. So some of the most patriotic, nationalistic, believers of their nation than any nation I've ever met. They're comparable to the Americans as far as their patriotism goes. They're in NATO. And when I heard Trump talking about, hey, you know, we're thinking about leaving NATO, I went, uh-oh. And at the same time, you heard Israel going, oh, you know, Turkey's a new enemy. Germany said Turkey's a new enemy. A State Department official said Turkey's a new Iran. I mean, come on. We're, you know, in Turkey, this is a friend of America. Most weapons companies in America have a factory here.
No, I know. I bought some great German knockoff HKs out of there, like Zenith. So yeah. For people that don't know, yeah. What do you know about this? Because I have intel. I'm going to see what you think. About 15 years ago, Saudi Arabia made a secret deal with Pakistan to have their trained pilots with Pakistan planes, fighter bombers, if they ever hit the emergency button, to move the nukes into Saudi Arabia. And then you notice they moved in 7,000 troops and then some fighter bombers. And I think that is the nukes being moved in, that Saudi Arabia has taken receipt of them. But I've been told also that the word is Turkey has quickly assembled hydrogen bombs. Have you ever heard that?
I haven't heard about the hydrogen bombs, but I know that they have, they came out with this ballistic missile, out of the blue. Like it was a surprise to so many people. So it wouldn't surprise me if they did it. You know, like I said, Turkey's no joke, man. It's no joke. One of the largest, you know, one of the largest, most powerful armies in this region, and the second largest in NATO after America.
Sure, but why would Israel be making designs on Turkey and then starting a fight with them? It's insane.
Well, it's okay. Now you get into things that are, for me, theory, because I've never really gotten into these because it's way outside of my scope. But the Greater Israel Project, has part of Turkey as part of Greater Israel. You know, and I'm not saying that's what the plan is, but that's what I've seen. I've seen these like maps and the breakdowns from all the people talking about
it. Israel went from 6 months ago saying you're an anti-Semite if you believe in Greater Israel. They now give speeches on it and are saying they're taking southern Lebanon and are already selling real estate, basically.
Yeah. Well, part of Turkey is part of their plan. That's why. Not to mention Istanbul, going back to the, if you talk to people like Alex Kraner, which you should have on, this guy's amazing. He talks about how Istanbul is going to go back to the Orthodox, you know,
Constantinople.
Yes. That's one of the bigger plans as well. And you hear all this stuff. I can't confirm it because I don't have information from Israel.
Well, tell you what, give me a list of guests we should have on. I'm going to put you on hold. Seriously, you tell me you'd have on. But let's have you on the next few weeks, and we'll cover your books and your political movement. A great first introduction. Very exciting.
Thank you.
Stephen Kuhn, join TAB. Take America Back. Join TAB.us. Stephen Kuhn on X. Thank you so much. Amazing interview.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
All right, we got the guy that is on the heels of Lindsey Graham in the Senate race joining us. He's within striking distance. In fact, I had my poll numbers here. I'm trying to find them right now. Oh, boy. All right, so that's coming up right away. I didn't plug last hour, you notice. I'm so hot on the news. That's how we fund the operation. I need you to support us. The products are amazing. Today and tomorrow is the last day at thealexjonesstore.com with all the supplements, the Patriot apparel, all of it, that every order you put in gets you 100X entries. 100X entries to win the sweepstakes for the custom H1 Hummer. That's the old deal of this month, but there's that 1 week where it's a crossover where you also get it on the next car, a chance to win it. 2026 Dodge Charger Scat Pack. Awesome vehicle. We got some B-roll that we can show you. So today and tomorrow is the last day. Tomorrow at midnight Central. Take advantage of that. But store-wide, the lowest discount is 40%. The highest 50 on the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the bovine colostrum. These are all incredible products, all these little products that really work. They will change your life, and it supports this broadcast. I need your support. It takes money to fight a war. We are have been up against the deep state, and we're rebuilding the new Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. We need your support, plus these are amazing products. So I encourage those of you that have been on the fence, the majority of you, that have never gone to thealexjonesstore.com, you are missing out. Just try Methylene Blue, and just try our T3 iodine. It will change your life. They're the missing links. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now. We'll be right back with hour number four with a man set to beat Lindsey Graham.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F*** that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack, a massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the Sea Moss capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com.
For free.
The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight. Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here. And you can watch The Alex Jones Show live on these platforms. On X at Real Alex Jones. And on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Or go to the website, alexjoneslive.com. And don't forget to download the number one news app in the world on Apple and Android. Alex Jones app. .com.
For free.
Share the links now and tell everyone Alex Jones is back and he's not f***ing leaving.
All right, Mark Lynch is in the bullpen. Look at him right there. He is injecting massively important issues, bare minimum winning by doing that, and now he is on the heels of the bubble wand princess, Queen Lindsey Graham. This is massive. And, you know, they think they got Massey, they think they got MTG. Well, we need to get Graham. You just saw the House say, hey, we need a, you know, war resolution here. And Trump now knows he's been set up with this Iran war. So thank God he's hitting the brakes there. He just had Kennedy restrict almost all the childhood poison shots. That's good. We're just calling balls and strikes here on Trump and, you know, fighting with all these corporate and foreign interests over Trump. And that's where we are. But I got to tell you, people like Mark Lynch, who's got the pedigree here from, the, you know, you name it, Tea Party, Patriot Groups, John Birch Society, this guy's been fighting his whole adult life against the globalist. I mean, I've been doing it 32 years on air. He's been doing it a lot longer than that. And that's when you know you got somebody you need to back, is when they are absolutely long in the tooth when it comes to fighting the tyrants. And so everybody, the folks that ran off to, you know, Kentucky to try to override that there, you need to get to South Carolina to get Mark Lynch in, because I've got the latest poll numbers here. Just had them in front of me. And Lindsey Graham is crapping bricks right now. And, you know, these polls are all skewed towards him, but Lindsey is right behind him, 18% not sure. And so we need to get that 18% on there right now. And then Lindsey can retire as a 70-something-year-old man to Orlando to walk around with a little girl's bubble wand and photos and videos of him following small girls around. Now, the word was he doesn't like girls, but I guess he does if they're little. I mean, he likes them, to pat them on the head. But, I mean, if you learn your neighbor was a 70-something-year-old man and went to buy himself to Disney World, would you let him babysit your daughter? All I'm saying is this guy's a creepy freak who is a never-Trumper and is just absolutely a piece of garbage. And I don't have enough horrible things to say about Lindsey Graham. So we need to take him. He needs to jump on his bubble wand like a witch and with his, all those little flying monkeys, fly on down to Orlando where he can retire there at Disney World. Maybe he can dress up like one of the, you know, the Disney princesses or the wicked queen that tries to kill Snow White. That'd probably be good for him. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the biggest globalist traitor faggot of them all? Well, it's you, Lindsey. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies and people of no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, when we first had him on, I don't know, was it 6-8 months ago? I forget. He's been on a few of the other shows here. Our guest was polling at like 3%, right when he got into it, Mark Lynch. Now he is at a whopping 36 in some of the big mainline polls, some of the other polls even higher. Graham at 46, Lynch at 36, not sure 18% with this key primary coming up. Lindsey Graham is looking at potential runoff. This is huge. I'm not going to go over Mark Lynch's whole background, but a South Carolina businessman, conservative Republican, candidate for U.S. Senate, challenging incumbent Senator Lindsey Bubble Wand Disney Stalker Graham in the 2026 GOP primary, lifelong resident of upstate. Lynch was born and raised in South Carolina, where he attended Wade Hamilton High School, University of South Carolina. Lynch positioned himself as God-fearing conservative businessman and a strong supporter of President Trump. He previously ran for South Carolina State Senate 2020, narrowly losing to incumbent Scott Talley by approximately 6 percentage points. In 2025, Lynch founded the United Patriots Alliance, a Greenville-based organization with ties to the ultra-conservative, that's what the communists call anything, it's not a communist, John Birch Society, reflecting his commitment to conservative values. His campaign for U.S. Senate emphasizes strict adherence to the Constitution, pro-life policies, border policies, and reaffirming American manufacturing. He's totally America first. Lynch has been vocal in criticizing Senator Graham, accusing him of betraying Republican values and failing to support Trump on issues like border security and January 6th events. And he has been doing a great job just exploding up to just points behind Lindsey Graham, even in their Cook polls. Lynch for Senate, L-Y-N-C-H, Lynch for Senate.com, Mark Lynch, S-C, on X. So be sure and share that with everybody you know. We're so close to this. There's so many places, you know, to go with this. But I mean, I'm not trying to just be petty here. I would not I'm just, it doesn't sound normal. I would not associate with any grown elderly man who vacations by himself with bubble wands at Disney World. I mean, it just the creep alarms go off. But then the meat and potatoes is the never Trumper stuff, voting with Democrats, trying to undermine us getting peace in Ukraine, and so many other issues with Lady Graham. So, Mark, congratulations on running such a great campaign. You're within striking distance. Everybody should say a prayer, but also get engaged. Give us the latest, what we can do, and why people should support you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for fighting for this country like you have all these years. It's an honor to be on your show again. Yes, exciting. South Carolina is on fire. We have momentum. The whole country's watching. We've been asking, the whole country's been asking, why is Lindsey Graham still in the U.S. Senate for South Carolina with all of his shenanigans and stabbing Trump in the back every chance he gets, being a Democrat? His voting record proves that a 43% conservative lifetime voting record, 57% constitutional lifetime voting record. He's failing. You know, when we first entered this race, Breitbart News Organization contacted us. We said, we don't know what y'all are doing. We've never seen Lindsey move to the right this early in a cycle. What are y'all doing? And we gave them the news from an Obama email with Paul Harstad, Obama's chief campaign pollster, having a conversation with John Podesta, of all people, and they all agreed Lindsey Graham will be the greatest ally to the Democrat Party, and he proves it every day. He's a traitor. We've got to get rid of this scumbag and answer, you know, because South Carolina's been first. This is one of the best states to live in. People are moving here. It's a first choice in America. But they get here, they think they're in a red state till they see the voting records of our people in the state house and what's going on in the Senate. And we're going to fix that this time, Alex. It's
well, that's
over.
Right. I don't know
Lindsey's
how he's
gone.
I don't know how he's flown on the radar, and you have just exploded. And but I was reading the news, I remember wrong. Every week you move up really fast. So it's all a race of time. But this is just amazing. The more people learn about you, the more they support you.
Yes, the informed voters are with us. Our platform's winning everywhere we speak, and the momentum's growing, and it's going to happen. It's over.
I want to get into issues with you, but I want to get back to this. This is a big deal for me. What would your wife or what would your mother think or what would your neighbor think if you said you're on a fishing trip and then they found out you're by yourself at Disney World with a bubble wand? There's videos falling little kids around. I mean, to me, it speaks to mental illness, bare minimum. I mean, this is a war hawk. This is a guy that's obviously got a tank full of sugar here. And it's been well known he's blackmailed reportedly with that. And anytime it brings up, he really gets scared. But regardless, just what are South Carolinians thinking? Suddenly he poses himself with a shotgun. Looks like he doesn't know which end is it. But I mean, just from where I'm from, grown men by themselves that go to Disney World and follow kids around bubble wands. I mean, I'll tell you, if I did that, my family probably stopped talking to me. I mean, they know something was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what pedophiles do. He's trolling for young children in Disney World. 70-year-old man by himself on vacation, walking around chasing kids with a bubble wand. Come on. Everybody sees it. The gig's up. You know, the Who had a song, "We Won't Get Fooled Again." That should be our state song this election on Tuesday. We won't get fooled again. No more.
I've been following your race some, and I'm going to remember, correct me wrong. Weren't you at like 15 points, which is still great from nowhere? And the bubble wand, you boosted up into the 30s and you're right behind him now. I mean, was it the bubble wand or is it the unpopular war? What's, are people learning about his bad voting record? What moved you right up behind him?
I think that, and just as we get closer, people are finally getting involved and they're searching and they're seeing this information out there, Alex, and they know the truth and everybody's talking and they're sharing our information and sharing the voting records. And, you know, this war in Iran that he helped start and helped, give Netanyahu some talking points to get Trump involved so we can go fight another endless war. Everybody's tired of that. And the young people in our state in college, they're sick of Lindsey. We have their vote. They see that their future's not real hopeful. They're wondering how they're ever going to afford a house again. They're worried about, getting a job when they get out of college with all these people from out of the country coming in here on H-1B visas, taking their jobs for half pay, and they'll never assimilate into this country. And it's like this one engineering student said at Clemson, "I was born here, Mr. Lynch, and I can't get a job."
Well, one last comment on the bubble bomb, then I'll move on to other things. Even if he's not a pedo, which I'd always heard he's compromised, and there's been some evidence of that. I mean, obviously, it is what it is. Where there's smoke, there's fire. But he's in the middle of starting a war, pushing it, and then he runs off for 3-4 days to run around with kids with a bubble wand. It's just, people get mad at Trump playing golf. No, he needs a rest. He works super hard. That's completely normal. Go fishing, go hunting, go do whatever. But it's just the weirdness of it. It's just so bizarre that a grown 70-year-old man's doing that. I don't want people to forget the bubble wand. I mean, I hope you'll say in your next interviews or when you're local, just, you know, Lindsey needs to get on his bubble wand like the witch he is and just fly back down to Orlando and, you know, retire down there, because it's just, I think the bubble wand will bring him down.
Yeah, South Carolinians haven't seen Lindsey or heard from him. I hear that all the time. He's arrogant. He talks down to people, and he hadn't been around the state doing anything for South Carolina. And then he tells us during that time that I'm coming back to South Carolina to take your sons and daughters over here to the Middle East to fight in this war. No, you're not, Lindsey. That's not going to happen. We're tired of that. You're a childless warmonger. You know nothing about family or sons and daughters. All you care about with your bloodlust for war is get more money from the military-industrial complex.
Well, that's right. I got three children that are draft age, one that's 9. But my son's 23. My oldest daughter's 22. My other daughter's 18. And I'm telling you, if there was a real war for this country, if they had a draft, if Mexico attacked us, I'd say draft them. My children are not going to fight the Russians or the Iranians for these wars the globalists set up.
Right. You know, he was getting called out by President Trump on the Ukraine war, because Trump was over there talking peace between Putin and Zelensky. And Lindsey's living over there, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a night in extravagant hotels, and no telling what else he's doing with Zelensky, promoting more war. And, you know, Larry Johnson, former CIA agent, brought it up. I think Lindsey's in violation of the Logan Act. He's not the Secretary of War. He's not the Secretary of State, and he's definitely not President Trump. Why is he over there promoting more war against what the president's agenda is?
Well, that's right. Former high-level CIA analysts who are never wrong have said it's about to break, and I'm waiting as it needs to, that he's been caught money laundering out of Ukraine.
Right.
You know, who else is a leader that dresses up, you know, like a princess and wears high heels and stuff? Zelensky was reportedly a homosexual prostitute. I mean, he certainly did it on TV with men. So I guess this is the MO of the type of guys they look for.
Yeah. That's who Lindsey hangs out with for sure.
God help us. So you read my mind, because I was going here next. ABC News. Graham says he's asking South Carolina to send its sons and daughters to the Mideast. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
Up to our allies, step up. Get our air bases out of Spain. They're not reliable. Move all those airplanes to a country that would let us use them when we're threatened by a regime like Iran. To our friends in Spain, man, you have lost your way. I don't want to do business with you anymore. I want our air bases out of Spain into a country that will let us use them. To our Arab friends, I've tried to help you construct a new Mideast. You need to up your game here. I can't go to South Carolina and say we're fighting and you won't publicly fight. What you're doing behind the scenes, that has to stop. The double dealing of the Arab world when it comes to this stuff needs to end. I go back to South Carolina. I'm asking them to send their sons and daughters over to the Mideast. What I want you to do in the Mideast, our friends in Saudi Arabia and other places, step forward and say, this is my fight too. I join America. I'm publicly involved in bringing this regime down. If you don't, you're making a great mistake, and you're going to cut off the ability to have a better relationship with the United States. I say this as a friend.
Mark, I can't believe that you're not 30 points ahead of this guy. I mean, it's a feat that you've come from nowhere to get within striking distance, but what can we do to ensure that this creature is sent back to Disney World?
I just pray for the scales to be removed from South Carolinians' eyes. I pray for discernment that they'll see the truth. I'll pray, you know, they asked me when I first launched this campaign back in February of 25, a lot of people would come up and say, how are you going to defeat Lindsey Graham? He's got hundreds of millions of dollars. He's a senior senator. He's in the good old boy club. I said, you're going to vote for me. That's how. The voters have to make that decision. I'm willing to go and represent you. And that's how we do it. It doesn't matter how much money he has. If everybody changes their mind and decides we're sick of this, this is enough. It's embarrassment of South Carolina to the nation. Everybody's watching going, y'all, what are you doing down there? You're one of the greatest states in the country, and you have a guy like Lindsey Graham representing you. You've got a guy now that's put his name in the hat. It's doable. And like you said, Alex, listen, I'm not going to be surprised if we don't dominate Tuesday, and there won't even be a need for a runoff. God's showing up, and, you know, I'm an ordained deacon, and it's time to get godly character back in this seat in the White House to represent South Carolina, somebody that will be a true patriot, that'll hold the line, that won't compromise, that checks every bill. Any decision will be made with godly principles and constitutional values to represent America first. Not me. It's not about me. I'm a servant. I've been serving people in recovery for years. I'm serving our customers for years. I'm a husband, a father, a husband of 38 years with two children and four grandchildren. I love this country. I don't have to do this. I'm answering a calling. I'm willing to sacrifice. And when my wife prayed about this, being debt-free since 99, corporately and personally, we prayed about it. We pushed $5 million of our retirement funds into this race because we know this takes a lot of money. I would never spend $100 million of donors' money. That's too much. But
you're personally all in.
Yes, sir. We've got skin in the game. We put our money where our mouth is, and I signed the front of these checks. It didn't come from China or the Ukraine.
You know, it's funny you brought that up because that was I was doing my own research before the interview, and I was thinking, what's the theme here? And it's even in the news. Lindsey is hiding. He's not being seen anywhere. What's going on?
Right. There's been forum after forum. There's groups all over the state in our 46 counties that have set up debates and speaking engagements for everybody. Lindsey's not come to one. When he has an engagement, a forum of his own, it's a ticketed event. You have to apply. They have to vet you to make sure you're not going to come in and boo him and ask a question he doesn't want to answer. So he knows better. It'd be foolish for him to come anywhere because he's booed off the stage and in the airport and everywhere he goes in South Carolina. This is over and he's not in the Senate again, he's going to have to move somewhere. It may be to Israel or the Ukraine or somewhere. We don't know where he'll go, but he's not welcome here anymore. He's ruined that.
Well, normally when I attack people, it's not on how they look. I mean, I will when they're totally stupid like Kamala Harris or brain dead like Biden. But Graham has always made my skin crawl. And everybody I know says he makes her skin crawl. And I know people from South Carolina, they're great people. It is an anomaly that you guys have such a freak as your senator. I mean, the guy the way he votes, the way he acts, the way he looks. He does that face all the time. He starts saying, I'm so happy we got a war. Death, death, kill everybody. Kill all the, I'm glad we're killing. I mean, it's just, and it'd be one thing if it was a big badass. Like, I know, like, Delta Force guys and Navy SEAL heroes, and they're all nice guys. They don't act tough. You know, they don't like have to kill because they're real killers. They understand that's just an aspect they have to do, and they respect it. This guy talks about murder and death and power, and I bet you he can't find his ass with both hands. There's just something sick about a disgusting, pedo-looking pervert. I'm not saying he's a pedophile, but if I was going to cast somebody for a movie that drives around in an ice cream truck kidnapping kids, it'd be him. I mean, he's got to be the creepiest looking creature I've ever seen. It's like he's not even real. I mean, just look at that, people. Look at the open evil.
Yeah, that's right. He's a very insecure little man, and he talks big, but that's all just talk, and we all know it.
God almighty. Well, I heard the CIA guys, who've always been accurate in the past, they said they're about to drop the evidence of the money laundering, which is par for the course in Ukraine, as you know. And so with Burisma and Hunter and all that, so we need to see the goods.
Right. You know, and some of the things that are winning on our platform, Alex, is when we call him a traitor, people say, well, why do you say that? And I say, well, you know, he's the head of the budget committee. He's added $4.2 trillion to our debt with a few years of his leadership. In the fourth quarter of 25 and the first quarter of 26, he voted to allocate another $5.67 billion twice in the last two quarters to help support illegal aliens in this country. We're printing money out of thin air. We don't have at $39 trillion in debt. You know, we're going to leave a big bill for our grandchildren to try to pay. They're going to miss the opportunity we've all had growing up in this great country.
By the way, that's something I forget about, because you're an expert, and I'm somewhat when I'm in the weeds on this, and the public's busy. I forget how bad his rate. You mentioned that he has the ratings of a Democrat in all the big rating conservative groups. Remind us of some of the stuff he stands for, because it's so. And then, look, I like Trump overall. I get mad when he goes sideways, but the fact that he continues to endorse his arch enemies, you would win by 30 points if Trump had endorsed you. And for whatever reason, right. You know, the Graham's sycophants to him. But we should remind everybody about Graham's record. Go over some of that stuff.
Again, his conservative, lifetime conservative voting record is 43%. His lifetime constitutional voting record is 57%. He votes like Democrats or worse. One of his nicknames is Gramnesty. You know, he was part of the Gang of Eight wanting to grant amnesty to all these illegal aliens. Are you going to let 100 people come into your home tonight, Alex, and you've never met them, you know nothing about them? Y'all can all stay here and live with me. We love all of y'all. There's a refrigerator. Pick a bedroom. Welcome home. That's what we're doing. And all of the people in this country we know are not looking for the American dream. They're here to destroy our country. You know, he sponsored the Afghan Adjustment Act that allowed 180,000 illegal Afghans come into this country, and that didn't work out
unvetted,
too well.
Unvetted.
Yeah, and on video in the Senate, he said they're unvettable. Then he puts this bill up and passes it, and they come in, and one of the guys drove from Washington State to Washington, D.C., and shot two of our National Guardsmen, and Sarah Ekstrom was killed. She was shot in the head, you know, so that doesn't work out. This, we're talking blood. You know, he says he's for the Lake and Riley Act after he was for open borders and granting amnesty to all these illegal aliens. Now he says he's for sanctuary cities that he helped create by letting millions of terrorists and illegals come into this country. And he's now paying and giving them our money that we don't have, taxpayers. He's put us into bondage with this. We're paying to support people that aren't even citizens in this country. That's treason. And, you know, Breitbart put a news article out recently, about a month ago, that Lindsey being in IRI and over the USAID program that Trump finally closed last year, $122 million was funneled to NGOs working directly with Hamas and Al Qaeda.
Start over.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to start over with that, because I forgot about that. It turned out of the, because Doge found 93% of the money being stolen in all the agencies and groups and charities was Democrats, but the 7% was Republicans. And of all the Republicans that were taking money and running the NGO groups that fed him, Graham was the kingpin. And I forgot, it was Hamas, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Taliban. I mean, this guy is just, while he talks about we got to go to war to fight these people, he's literally their paymaster. Start over with that, sir.
Yeah. So $122 million from 2007 to 2024, he's put us, taxpayers, we are paying for the destruction of this country. Our tax money's going to pay for our enemies to destroy us. We're funding the end of America through Lindsey Graham. That's treason, everybody. It's treason.
By the way, folks, and it happens all the time, and it's good it happens, they catch some Muslim in Dallas, Texas, it was cases last week, that gives $100,000 to Hamas or Al-Qaeda or ISIS, and they get indicted and they get 20 years in prison. How does Lindsey Graham give him hundreds of millions of dollars? How is he allowed to do that?
Yeah. He's stealing our money, Alex, when we pay our taxes and we're paying and funding the enemies.
Well, no wonder he won't debate you. No wonder he's hiding. No wonder he's hiding under a rock like a cockroach. Because let me guess, that'd be the first thing you'd bring up to him, right?
That's correct. Why would we allow, you know, people ask me, well, you'll be a freshman. He's a senior senator. How are you going to, you know, do better than him? I said, we don't need this man one more second in Congress funding the enemies of America.
Let's come back and talk about that. And I also want you to give a personal message to America and South Carolina and one to Lindsey Graham. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Plugged for about 90 seconds at the end of the first hour. Didn't plug any last hour. And I'd raise that point. I'd say, oh, no, good, I didn't plug. It's bad I didn't plug. But I didn't interrupt that guest. That's how we fund this operation. If I just plugged twice an hour, we've done the math, we'd have plenty of funds around this place. And I could then hire more crew, more stuff. But I don't do it, so we're almost in the red again. So be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny. And the products really work because we want to sell you something that is going to be great, that's good for you, that blows you away. So you go, man, that Alex Jones was right again. Not just about what he covers and says, but the products. RT3 iodine is not instant gratification. It takes about 2 weeks on average for it to kick in. It is the missing link. Most people are iodine deficient. The iodine that's in the environment, most of it's bound, meaning it's not atomic. It's not pure on the periodic table. It is bound to a whole bunch of other stuff, and you don't absorb it properly. This is atomic iodine. It does everything. Now, again, you die without oxygen in 4 minutes. Everybody knows this. 4 minutes without oxygen, the average person's dead. Some people quicker. Without water, you die in about 4 days. Out in the desert today, most people die in about 45 days without food. Now, why is that? Because the food has the vitamins and minerals in it. And I know I'm talking to you like you're 5 years old. I know most of you get this, but for others that don't. Iodine, you can look it up, is one of the essential elements that without iodine, you die. Now, in the 1920s, they noticed about a 15-20 point IQ reduction, particularly in the Midwest, and massive spikes nationwide of child deformities, birth defects. And they did a bunch of big government studies and found that people that lived on coastal cities and that ate a lot of fish had higher IQs and basically almost no deformities. And they went, oh, it's the iodine. So they started putting a cheap form that's bound, but you still get some of it, but sodium fluoride, I think it's the one, in the salts. When I was a kid, it still said Morton salts, iodine added. You know, the little girl with the umbrella, and it says when it rains, it pours. This is the super version of that. Just a few drops a day. It takes 2 weeks on average to kick in for the average person, and your skin, your stamina, your libido. I remember, like, gosh, time flies, like 18 years ago or something, I met Dr. Edward Grute, really smart guy, total visionary. And he said, listen, you need to start taking atomic iodine. And he'd come out with the only one. And he said, you should sell this private label. And I said, okay. He said, you know, you got some of those sunspots on your face. And I was like 38 then or so. And I'd have bad skin, but I did have some sunspots, brown spots and stuff that weren't freckles. You know, I call them liver spots. And he said, all this other stuff will happen, your libido, everything. He goes, it's about 2 weeks for it to kick in. And right at about the 2 week mark of the average person, you'll kind of feel crappy for a day or two. It's not like you have a cold or the flu, but you feel kind of groggy and tired. That's when it shifts in the cells, the mitochondria. And then a lot of toxins will get pushed out. You might even break out or something. But he said, after that, you'll feel incredible. 2 weeks later, I go, man, I feel like crap today. I have no energy. Lasts about a day. And then when I woke up the next day after feeling sick the day before, it was like I'd been carrying, you know, one of my kids on my shoulders. I'd carry them until they were like 5 or 6. Sometimes it'd be exhausting, but you take them off your shoulders, it feels so good. That's what it felt like. You're insane if you don't get this, and it funds our operation. And I only sell stuff that works, but it's not instant gratification. 2 weeks. Now be careful with it. Talk to your physician before, because if you've got some different thyroid issues, it can cause problems. In most cases, it helps, but talk to your physicians. This isn't a game. And so a small percentage of people can do some weird stuff. So be careful. This isn't, I'm not selling placebo here. I only sell stuff that kick you like a mule in a good way. Be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
beacon of truth in a world of deception. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, we got about 10 minutes left with our special guest, and I got a bunch of breaking news I haven't hit yet on the Iran war and more. And good news, President Trump is now starting to negotiate directly with Iran and with Hezbollah, and realizing that the peace process is being sabotaged by people like Graham, who've been caught running over to the Middle East and over to Europe to derail his plans. And that's what our guest, very close to beating Lindsey Graham, Mark Lynch, was saying, is how does Graham go and negotiate and do all this stuff and doesn't violate the Logan Act and a bunch of other stuff. But look at these headlines. Fury at war-happy senator for asking Americans to send their sons and daughters to the Middle East to fight when this chicken hawk, it has never been in any combat. Statewide poll shows majority of would-be voters view Lindsey Graham unfavorably, over 60%. So if Mark Lynch doesn't win, I would chalk it up to fraud, which I'm very concerned about. But if we have a big enough landslide like Trump had in 2024, we've done all the numbers on that, we can override that. But the most important thing is taking action, asking God to lead, God to direct you, and praying. So I ask everybody to pray because, you know, some of the war hawks thought it was a big victory getting rid of Massey. I disagree with some things Massey stood for, but he had about a 90% conservative rating with the different groups. For them to say he's the worst, you know, he's liberal, well, you by that yardstick, Lindsey Graham's a communist. I mean, he got Massey at 90%, 91%. You got Graham at 50-something, or even lower. Some of the ratings, 40. He votes worse than Democrat. It's just absolutely insane. But I wanted you to be able to, Mark Lynch, talk about any other key points. But I think it's important because I'll cut it out and post it on X and Rumble and it'll go viral. I think if you give a personal message to the people of America, you know, in South Carolina, but everybody around America should obviously be lobbying to South Carolinians. A quick few-minute message to them. I'll cut that out and just put it out by itself. But also, your message to Lindsey Graham, just calling him out, that's my idea if you feel like doing it, about what you'd like to say directly to him, because he wouldn't face you. He would never debate you. He would never show up anywhere. And so because you're unable to address him face-to-face, then I think as this, you know, as this race comes to an end, I think it's important you at least publicly address him telephonically face-to-face and call him out. But you've got the next 10 minutes. I'm going to not talk. You're hosting. You've got the floor, sir. Go ahead.
Wow. Thank you, Alex. You know, I want South Carolinians and Americans to remember that when he ran, when Lindsey ran for president on CNN, he told the news reporter, he leaned over and said, and another thing, you know how you make America great again? Tell Donald Trump to go to hell. And then he told everybody, Joe won. What's not to like about Joe? I know him. He's a personal friend of mine. You got to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, you've got some real problems if you don't like Joe. And on January the 6th, he ran and totally dissed President Trump and said, enough's enough. I can't do it anymore. He caused this insurrection and all the J6ers should have been shot in the head. Our people were set up by Sleepy Joe, Lindsey's pick. He liked him as his friend. They did a sting operation and took over the country and stole our country with a coup. And all the MAGA people were arrested when they were let in like a third grade field trip to see the Senate, you know. And then we remember the judges that Lindsey votes for. He voted for Sotomayor and Kagan and Bosa Berg and Judge Herson. You know, when President Trump got back in the first few weeks this term, he wrote an executive order to reverse the transgender mutilation of our children with those surgeries. And Judge Herson, one of Lindsey's judges that he and two other Republican senators voted with all the Democrats, let these Democratic crazy judges get in that are destroying our country and blocking everything on Trump's agenda. This is who Lindsey Graham is. And then, you know, I voted for President Trump six times. In 2016, when Lindsey ran, he got out of the race, told Donald Trump to go to hell, and he voted for Evan McMullen. He hasn't supported Trump. Everything he does is block what Trump does. He won't help pass the SAVE Act. If I'm in the U.S. Senate, I'll form a committee. We'll go up against Thune and give a motion to vacate and we'll remove Thune and nuke the filibuster and start working again for the citizens of America. We can't hide under the filibuster and play a shell game and hide our votes what they would have been. We got to go ahead and vote and pass the SAVE Act. And with 22 million illegal aliens, that have come into America, we have to have a voter ID and proof of citizenship. This is crazy. We're not doing these common sense things, and America's tired of it. The Epstein Act, we've got people that are not doing their job, and I called Pam Bondi out on this of March of last year. We need to see some arrest. We need justice brought to these children. So America's watching the news every night. Nothing ever changes. And we're all playing the shell game. And we have these continuing resolutions that are keeping America from moving forward. We're moving backwards, and we're being taken over by the terrorists that are inside of our borders. So I'm running for office. I've got a deep state knowledge of what's going on. I'm endorsed by General Mike Flynn. I'm endorsed by true pro-life advocates like Equal Protection South Carolina, not these fake pro-life organizations that endorse Lindsey for being okay for murdering children up to 15 weeks and voting on a bill to put our money into bondage through Obamacare and Medicaid, funding Planned Parenthood in 9 states for a woman to have an abortion up until the moment before delivery. That's what Lindsey Graham votes on. South Carolinians, it's up to y'all. I'm willing to go. I've invested $5 million of my own money. I'm a godly character man. You have to have certain godly character to be nominated to be an ordained deacon in a church. That's me. I've run a business for 40 years, grown it 35 times, debt free. And I'm willing to go serve you with a servant's heart. That's what I've done all my life, is serve. And I'm willing to go and be that for you in D.C. as your U.S. senator, and we can help remove the disgrace that this state is under with a bubble wand senator named Lindsey Lady G. Graham. That's his name, Lady G. in Washington. We all know it, and he doesn't have the character to be in a high office position. So let's remove him this year, and let's give a wonderful birthday present to America and to South Carolina on our 250th anniversary, and bring back a God-fearing patriot that'll serve you well in Congress and serve America first.
Amen to that. Now, I'm putting you on the spot here, but he, again, as I said, he dodges debates, will never be seen in public. Even the local news admits in South Carolina he's hiding. So you won't be able to ever, you know, challenge him in person, which I know you really wanted with, you know, how he funds Al-Qaeda and Taliban and Hezbollah and Hamas, is just is this horrible demon when he's not following little girls around with a bubble wand in Disney World down in Orlando. But just please address Lindsey Graham, because if you do this live and we put it out and say, you know, Mark Lynch, you know, I mean, the headline is polls show Lindsey Graham is close to losing South Carolina Senate primary to Mark Lynch. His dark horse challenger issues direct message to Lindsey Graham after months of hiding, or something like that, or come out of hiding. What is your challenge to him? Because you'll watch this. You're talking to Lindsey Graham right now. What do you say to him?
Yeah. As the new leader, I appreciate you cleaning out your office, and it's time for you to deal with your sins and start recovering from that and quit lying to yourself. The lies aren't working in South Carolina anymore. We've seen the patterns all these years. The gig is up. Your voting record proves it. You're a communist, Democrat, traitor to Americans, and we're tired of it. And you're being removed this June 9th.
Please continue. We're going to edit this. We're live now, but I want to put this out as like basically a promo or ad. I had my mic on. I was telling him, throw the bubble wand up. Sorry. Start back over. I had my mic open. Please continue, sir.
I would tell Lindsey to his face, you know, the gig's up. You're lying. We're all tired of it. Now that we have the information, South Carolinians are informed, you got a problem in your personal life that you need to get honest with and face it. We've all faced it. We're calling you out on it. Get some help, brother. Come on. You know, but you're not going to use that character in D.C., an ungodly character and a lifestyle that you bring in a high office position any longer. It's over. We're replacing you, and God's done with you. He puts those in authority and removes those that he doesn't want to have in authority anymore. And no amount of money is going to help you. And all the lies and the attacks you've put up against me, people are reading between the lines. They're not stupid. South Carolina knows that you have Trump's endorsement. He's using you. And he won't have to use me. I'll just do the right thing. And he can trust that one of the senators in South Carolina is going to be with him and support him in America First issues for a change. And I don't have a MAGA hat. Make Iran great again. What is that about? It's about make America great again. And you know how we do that? We bring God back first. That's how the country was formed in its early days in the beginning, with patriots that bled and gave their life to create this great nation. And we're going to bring God back first again as the foundation for this country. That's what will make America great again, when we have his values in Congress and making decisions based off of God's word and the Constitution that is the supreme law of this land. So, Lindsey, again, thank you for getting my office cleaned out. And we'll be bringing our new staff with us. It's over June 9th. So you've got 5 more days. And I think it's too late. It's going to happen. This will be a wonderful birthday present to give America with the removal of a traitor named Lindsey Graham, Lady G.
Well, I know that Trump is a good man overall, and he is very smart on things he studied and is focused on. But being an executive over millions of people, I've only got 50-something people, and it's very hard if they weren't really doing a great job and doing what I told them and giving me feedback and challenging me sometimes. I couldn't run anything. Trump has millions of people, so I give him a pass at many levels. But at first, he was getting ready to endorse Cornyn, who is not as bad as Graham, but you know he's one of the more establishment types up there and hadn't been in support of a Trump and has been pro-gun control and things. And the fact that Trump finally got religion and endorsed Ken Paxton, who's just an incredible patriot and has fought the BlackRock and the UN and the left and the pedophile rings and just all of it. That was a good thing. And we've seen all these other rhinos that Trump went against. Most of the people he primaried deserved it. I don't think Massey did, but it was a mixed bag. But that's why it's a paradox, and not making it about Trump, but it's a well-known weakness of Trump, that if you just are nice and calm and agree with him to his face, the truth is Trump acts tough, and he has a lot of stamina, and he is tough in ways. But the real truth is Trump is really a sweetheart. He's a really nice guy. And that people that kiss his ass, he will forgive them. And that's what Graham does. And he talks to him all the time, and Graham sits there and tells him whatever he wants to hear while Graham runs around stabbing him in the back. And I just, you've been very classy about not getting on Trump's ass about this. But I wish in the 11th hour that Trump would not throw him under the bus, because he deserves it. I mean, I remember not just the quote you said, he said so many. And here's the thing. When I criticize Trump, it's that the Pentagon says 92% chance the bullets don't fall and they close the strait and it kills your recovery. If we can make them fall, great. I don't think it'll work. Don't do it. And then I get called a traitor and they tell Trump I'm attacking him and he, you know, believes it or whatever. That's fine. I'm not in a popularity contest here, and I'm willing to, you know, do things even if I get attacked. But then I was there and I was persecuted for Trump, and I watched all this happen, and I watched the very people now he snuggled up to were his main enemy. And it's just frustrating that Trump's got this blind spot, and he definitely has it. And, you know, from our mouths to, you know, Trump's ears, do you have any message to Trump about Trump? You got your enemy sitting right next to you. 11th hour, would you like to tell Trump to reconsider his endorsement of Graham?
Absolutely. I mean, South Carolinians are scratching their heads. We're all fighting hard and have worked our butts off, too, for the last 4 years before this, the term that he's serving now, working for him. The people I've worked with helped promote the Clay Clark tour, General Flynn and a lot of the people, Roger Stone and everybody, working hard, speaking all over America. And so everybody's wondering, how can Trump endorse Lindsey Graham after the way Lindsey's treated him, spoke about him, votes against him, does everything against Trump, blocks all of his agenda, acts like the president in the Ukraine. Finally, Trump calls him out. You better watch your mouth down there. And all we can say, Mr. President, is that we know you're one of the greatest presidents this country's ever had. You've gone through so much persecution and sacrifice. We thank you for that. So we respect you. We voted for you. We worked hard to help get you elected. All of us have. This great state loves you. But we know that you can make some mistakes, and South Carolina says, I speak for the majority of the state of South Carolina, your endorsement of Lindsey Graham is wrong, and that won't save him this time. We still don't think any different about you. We love you and respect you, appreciate what you're doing, serving the great people of America and South Carolina, but we have our right to pick who we want, and it isn't Lindsey Graham.
Well, that's right. It's a paradox.
We can't have him.
Because the polls are 60 to 65%, the ones I've seen. We showed one like 62% earlier. Don't like Lindsey Graham. Well, then how are we expected to believe he's about to win? Even though you're closing in, I think you're going to win legitimately. It's just very concerning because, and I forget all the quotes, but you just reminded me of one. Also, they ask about Graham going around undermining the Ukraine war deal, and Trump said he better watch it. He could go to prison. I forgot about that clip. And then he made a couple other, because I say Trump's smart but not sophisticated, actually smarter than that. Keep your enemies close. I don't know what his thing is with Graham, but repeat that quote because I forgot about that. He also recently said he ought to watch his mouth. Yeah, so we have seen some movement, which is good because he went from endorsing Cornyn to Paxton, so that's why I brought this up.
Yeah. Well, Trump just said a couple of months after Lindsey kept going to the Ukraine every other week or so that he said, you better watch your mouth down there because, you know, he's not the Secretary of War or the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. What are you doing? You're definitely not speaking for the president. So Trump called him out about it.
But I'm trying to remember because I want to pull it up later. We'll put it in post. We post this interview. It's live now, but I like to doll these up with the clips. Like when you brought up his attacks on Trump, we're going to add those in. Trump said also about to get a Marine One. He said, yeah, he ought to watch it. That's illegal. Remember that?
Something to that, yep.
Yeah, he said, Lindsey ought to watch
exactly.
It. You go to prison for that or something like that.
Yeah, and that's when Larry Johnson brought up he's in violation of the Logan Act.
Yeah. Well, God.
Yeah.
All right, well.
So all we can figure, Alex, is that, you know, Trump knows there's a lean Senate majority, and he's used Lindsey with this endorsement to make sure he could get his vote because Lindsey usually drags a couple other Republican senators with him. And he needed him to get the big, beautiful bill across
sure.
the finish line and some of those things.
Yeah, that's what Trump said.
But when I get there.
Go ahead.
Yeah. When I get there, we won't have to worry about that. I'm going to do the right thing for America.
No, I think you nailed it. I think he's been using Graham because he had a narrow majority. Well, you know, the poll numbers are down for the Republicans because of this war, but the Democrats are sunk even further. And now they've got some redistricting that's not as much as it should be, but it's better. So cross our fingers, get everybody to vote. Mark Lynch, everybody should go to your site. They should support it. They should donate. LynchForSenate.com and Mark Lynch, South Carolina. Incredible job. And I hope to be talking to you in a week when you're won the nomination. And then I think with South Carolina, if you win the nomination, you pretty much got it, right?
That should be it. Yep. South Carolina's not ready for a Democrat senator.
Well, you already kind of got one.
I mean, we've had one. That's what we're trying to do is remove the Democrat. Come on.
But you're not ready for
an official. The Democrats are just stupid. The Democrats show how stupid they are. They've had a great Democrat all these years in Lindsey Graham.
They have. It's incredible. So, all right, Mark Lynch, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks.
God bless you, sir. What a great guy. Man, there's so many great Americans like that guy. And he's been spending his whole adult life funding, you know, good Republicans for office, and now he's put all his money into this fight. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, I got like 5 minutes left, and I had like 50 stories here I didn't get to. But that's okay, because you saw what I did last night. I'm not complaining. It was a real pleasure. I was up here until 8 o'clock last night shooting special reports on stuff. So all this other news is so big, I'm going to just stay up here as late as I need to be on this Thursday night to get all this out. Because I got a responsibility to do this. It's just something's got to be done. Harrison Smith's getting ready to come in here with the war room. And Harrison's been working here 9 years. And when I hired him, he was great. But he's really doing a fabulous job now. And so he's coming in here. He'll have all the latest news, all the breaking information. guest clips, your calls, everything, the War Room, and you find the feeds at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new official Rumble. That's the main one. Go there. That's the new site, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, and on X at Real Alex Jones. And for anybody that isn't on Rumble or on X, just go to alexjoneslive.com. That's the new news site with the live feeds, the audio feeds, the articles, the reports, everything. All the great crew at InfoWars just got moved over here with new ownership. I don't own it. So the bad guys can't kind of can't shut down. I'm the news director. And when enough funds come in, we're going to bring on a bunch of hosts, bring on a bunch of reporters, a lot of the old reporters we had, new reporters. You got my 100% commitment that all I need is money to fight my legal battles with these people, and I got my house and my car and my insurance. I'm going a couple vacations a year. I'm not Mr. Fancy Pants. When you support me, 99% of the money is going in to vaporize the enemy. I mean, it is just on target. I'm a zealot. I'm a true believer. I'm totally committed. I foam at the mouth. I mean, I am like an attack dog. A pit bull bred for fighting. You throw me in a pit, I just start snapping, attacking. I mean, I love it. But you got to sew me up after each fight, and you got to give me a bowl of dog food and some water when you throw me in the kennel. So I got scars all over me, and I love it. And I got a big old yellow, big old pink tongue, you know, flapping out of my mouth there, and I'm panting and bleeding with stab wounds all over me. But I love it. I'm happier than a cross-eyed possum. But I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer, and I need you to keep me in this fight because I got plenty of will. My spirit's strong, but the flesh is weak. You, like gravity, have to hold us up with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. And again, I'm going to say it. I'm obsessed with accuracy. I wouldn't sell you a supplement that didn't work. I wouldn't sell you a supplement that wasn't the best. I wouldn't sell you something that isn't going to give you great delivery, because I want you to get it again. All you've got to do is believe the common sense and go to thealexjonesshow.com. Do you understand that I've got the stamina and libido I had when I was 18 because of the supplements I'm on? The cocktail methylene blue, the T3 iodine, the bovine colostrum, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit. And all I know is when I take it all together, it just gets better and better. And then I'll forget to not take it all, and all of a sudden, oh, I'm not feeling as good. And I go, oh, right back on it all. It's incredible. So I got to put a Lazy Susan at your breakfast table or whatever. I got one. I got a Lazy Susan in my bedroom on the nightstand with the very same supplements. And then I got another on the breakfast table. And then, you know, the maid or my wife or whatever sometimes will move it. And a month later, I go, hey, I've been taking my supplements. Where'd you put my Lazy Susan? That's ugly. I don't like it. Well, you know what? I don't make a lot of rules around here. You can do the rest of the house. My Lazy Susan, stay there, because I forget to take it if you do that. So the only way this stuff doesn't work is you don't buy it, you don't get it, you don't take it. TheAlexJonesStore.com, 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 TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you can't give the globalist a bigger black eye than by supporting us. You can also make straight contributions at the Alex and Sword Out Live. You can make straight contributions on the tab. That way, instead of getting, you know, 40% or whatever, that's what we get on average with discounted products when we have sales. They don't have big markups here. These are quality. With a donation, it's only credit card fees. We get like 95% of it. Go to alexjoneslive.com, make a contribution right now. We need your support. It takes money to win a war. I'm taking the deep state on at point blank range only because of your support. And so today and tomorrow is the last day. Every order you put in for any product at thealexjonesshow.com is put in 100X in the sweepstakes. And the last week of each month, there's a crossover where you get put in for the old vehicle and the new offer of the vehicle on the site. So that's going on right now. Only until tomorrow night, you can win $20,000, the custom H1 Hummer, and the 2026 Dodge Charger Scat Pack right now. This is that window where you can win both right now, 100X entries, but only until tomorrow.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
level secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK-421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.